Well, once again, another fucking shitty week. Monday really sucked. I got to work and my boss told me that I didn't get everything done from last weekend.
Mr. Kennedy, reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? They get you to please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, really? I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
temporary insanity.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51-5558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Downnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited for. One to listen to, it's What the Hell!
Hello, and thank you for listening to the What the Hell Show. All of our DJs are busy right now, but if you'd like to continue holding, please stay on the line. A DJ will be with you momentarily. Thank you for calling. To ensure quality broadcasting, all listeners will be monitored. To order the upgrade package to the What the Hell Show, please let the DJs know.
Thank you.
Thank you for choosing Rant Radio as your radio station. Please remember to turn in your family and friends to the nearest police station for fabulous prizes. Chocolate rations are up 2 points. Please remember to keep Rant Radio on at all times. Inspections are Sunday, Wednesday, and every second Friday.
Hello, thank you for choosing Rant Radio. How may I direct your call?
Hi, we're live. Once again, it's the What the Hell Show.
What the hell?
What the hell?
And it's a very full house tonight.
Yes, this is the steam room
going
we call the What the Hell Show.
This is what happened when poor structure is applied. This is just brutal. We have, okay, let's get a visual here. We're packed into like a boxcar. There's been this many people in a boxcar since Germany 1938, okay?
There's half air, half people in this room.
Oh my gosh, this is absolutely brutal. Okay, we're just going to pan around the room. Not everyone's going to stand up because it'll be pandemonium.
As long as you zoom in.
As long as you zoom in.
Why did I volunteer for this?
Much more.
And
starting with, we have right in the window. We have Private Drexel. Look
Private
at the camera.
Drexel.
Look at
you're
the
on. You're on TV. You're on TV. Oh, say hi to Mom.
Okay, and then moving right along, we have the next person on 200% sexy projectile vomit man
in the warm blue glow.
It's Zoltan, I believe it is.
Zoltan.
Zoltan was the G.I. Joe fix.
And down on
and
the ground,
leaning.
We have Oof.
On the hand.
Closer, please.
Kill your that's parents.
Closer to the hand.
I am Satan.
Hand of Satan.
I'm Kermit. This is Kermit's call.
Hi, old Kermit the Frog. Hi, old Kermit the Frog here.
It's porn Muppets. Okay, so.
Next over.
We have.
Running
over.
Medic. Oh my god, you must stand up or move, or somebody's got to move. There, oh.
There we are.
Ronan.
Zoom in on Ronan Medic.
Ronan Medic.
Okay, and then moving along, we have.
It's our Lord and Master, Sim.
Good evening. Welcome to the show.
He looks rather Cardassian, all things considered. Okay.
Next.
And then there's my fat ass.
Sean's fat ass
Sean
is parked in this luxurious couch.
So that's it for me. And then we have Marge in charge.
That's not Marge in charge. Destroying phones.
Destroy.
We didn't hear that, but that's okay. Say hello again.
Hello.
There we
that's
go.
That's actually not
DJ
Marge.
Jazzy.
DJ Jazz Def, Potpourri, and a spray.
Nope. Everglade?
I'm now
Mountain
the
Fresh.
Goddess Glade.
The oh, goddess, goddess Glade. They are formerly known as DJ Jazzy Jeff.
She had an upgrade.
I'm pissed off because you guys kept saying DJ blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so you're the goddess. You're the
It's your old Uncle Dak.
Old Uncle Dak. Oh, we got it. I like the one on the bottom with the black teeth. You like that? Look at that. We got all the monitors tuned all really funky. Sorry, the webcam is down this week. I've been switching around video cards and stuff, so deal with it.
And then we have Prophet Quoth.
Prophet Quoth.
Super sexy.
Hello, everybody.
And there we go.
You got it.
And
thank you.
Last but not least. There we go.
And then we have...
Pinky. Pinky.
We have Steve Tyler. We have... Steve
Make
Tyler.
Make
something clever.
Something clever.
Something clever.
Okay.
So now in the IRC, and it's getting bigger every week, so it's getting more tedious to say every week.
Okay,
we
why
have...
don't you just go with the subsect of their clans?
Why don't we just say hello?
No, they like
no,
it.
No, they get mentioned. They're hard. They're here.
They're hard. They're here. They're in for the long haul for the 2 hours, right, everyone? Yeah.
Okay, so...
Cenobite, Babs, DJ Intensity, Ophi Dophi, and the Deckers. We've got Integrated, Lieutenant Major Zombie Test Rider, Waif Boy, Flesh Trippers, all by himself. Forensic.
Lieutenant, wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Break. Did I hear Lieutenant Major Zombie as a Decker?
In the cult, yes, he is a proud Decker, and
yes.
quite a formidable one, actually.
He's gotten suspended from
please,
school for hacking, okay?
Could somebody
he's
please point me in the direction of basically the nearest bridge?
Every time Uncle Dak says basically, we'll break him of this habit. So every time he says basically, we will all go,
So what you're telling me is that's basically the
idea.
I like
I'm
it.
Sure the neighbors like it. Yes.
this will...
Gargoyle Mr. Echo. Yes. I did not say your name.
Break him of the habit.
Okay, we're not done in the RC.
Or get Sumerian evicted from his apartment building.
It'll have, one of those two effects.
The eviction 9000.
Yeah. All right. Big party every Sunday night. Gargoyles, Adam Ellis, Josh K, K-G-H-I, M-T-R, Zebulon.
No and Echo.
Yeah, I said Echo. He's
and Decker Integrity.
Out.
You always call him Decker Integrit.
Gritty sandpaper.
Decker Integrity.
Decker sandpaper. Gritty sandpaper. Profit, Nixter, No
you
Deal.
In the fucking balls.
Pluto, Rabbit, Wombat, Smokehouse, Soylent Zero, Spider, Zerstorer, Ronan Burns, Vampires, Asmodee, Fear Machine, Fiston, Stone Mist, and another Profit Spidey. We've got two Spideys, right? That's great.
Yeah, we have two Spideys.
That's the Spider and Spidey.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
And people not in the cult, Bentol, Can Radio, Farble.
Farble's in cult.
Farble.
Farble
doesn't a
know
nomad. He's
doesn't
nomad.
Know how to change his name, I guess.
That's
he's so nomadic, Farble. He's not even in the cult. He's nomaded out of cult.
He's not nomaded
he's
out of cult.
He's wandered out of cult.
Cult. He's just...
Hip-hop, KZ, Lido Cheeto, and Ride.
And Ride.
Ride.
So if you're not in cult and you want to be in there, because I'm betting that tomorrow we're going to break 100 members.
Because look how uncool you look.
Look
without,
how uncool. Without your sense of identity.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You don't know, do you?
You don't know who you are. You're not an individual
you
special snowflake. The only way you could be an individual special snowflake is by joining cult.
You have not been classified yet. Where's your stamp?
Fight. Resist. Hold out while you can.
Uncle Dak is not in cult.
His official title is Uncle.
His official uncle. It's Uncle Dak.
It's the Uncle Clan.
Uncle Clan.
Uncle.
Man for Uncle. Nomad
Skitty. Clan next to the Goalish.
Nomad Skitty, you were not there when I said the names. Therefore, I did not say your name.
Okay, don't bitch. We'll say them at the end of the show, too. So if you didn't get caught at the beginning,
wait for
you'll
the end of the
get
show.
Caught at the end. Okay.
If you're there.
So let's talk about, do we have any news this week?
There's lots of news.
Well, are we going to do that?
Depends what you're referencing, but I've got news. I'm not
I'm talking
sure
about
it's
the
exciting
promo.
News that you're looking at.
Well, we did a new promo, and I'm trying to be all
the
graceful.
Promo.
To set up
the segue.
This is my graceful and subtle segue to listen to our new promo.
Jackie's anime. He's coming off the wall. He's 3D. We have a Jackie fan poster.
We have a Jackie fan poster and a big fucking fan.
Because if you'd like to donate something to the What the Hell show, you can donate an air conditioner. That would be great.
An air conditioner or a large Jackie Chan blow-up doll.
Yep. Either one of those works
great.
How about a real doll looking like Jackie Chan?
We can hang him. Yeah. It's blow-up. But in any case,
here's the thing that Sean's talking about.
You knew it.
Live from the Hope 2000 conference in New York City, it's Skip Radio.
The news intro that you did, you moron. That's what I said for the news.
No.
You are so fired. That's the wrong intro.
I didn't get your telepathic message.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Being as we need to. Do we have
news?
It's
not time for the news yet.
Well,
time
just asked if we had news.
It's time for announcements.
Oh. Do we have an announcements promo?
No, we don't need an announcements promo.
Well, in lieu of previous promo, please omit that from your mind. Oh,
but
loyal
we might as well say that. Skip is at H2K right now, and he is going to phone in.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Between 10 and 10:30.
So in an hour, hour and a half, he's going to phone in. You don't want to miss that.
If he's not at the official H2K orgy.
Yeah, he probably won't phone
at
in.
At www.h2korgy.net.
That's right. Where all good Cenobites go.
Where all good Cenobites go. So I bet he's down there fucking someone between the tits right now.
Yeah. Is it the straight time right now, or is it like free for all
right now?
I don't
know if it's straight or bi time. It could be a time shift.
There's bi time and there's straight
family,
time.
It's family time in family. The pool.
Is he fucking a boy or a girl between the tits? That's what I'm really curious about.
What's that?
I said, is he fucking a boy or a girl between the tits? That's what I'm really
does
curious
it really
about.
Matter?
It's
does it really
matter?
It's all love.
Bitch tits.
An orgasm's an orgasm. Does it matter?
Oh!
Just rip
Mickey
off the cap
and let the pus run.
What
okay, so...
There? I'd have headphones on. I can't hear.
Don't worry about it.
I hear what the listeners hear, so they missed that joke, too.
They were talking about how Enki made a point about whether or not if it was the hackers, they probably have a lot of bitch tits and so on and so forth, so it wouldn't matter. It was a rather witty colloquialism. Okay, so...
He is rather witty, isn't he?
He is, though. He is.
So we're going to be moving the IRC over from Downnet because we're getting numerous complaints about it being slow and getting lag and all over the place.
Really?
Yes. So we're going to move it yet again to... newer one, less populated.
A newer, less populated one, which we will dominate and destroy.
It's called the other side. We're going to move to the other side.
The other side!
So what you're saying is we're going to the other side.
Yes, we're going to the other side from Downnet to the other side.
From Downnet, man!
And I'm going
to
make it really,
the other side.
Really easy and rename it. So it's going to be irc.rantradio.com.
On the other side!
So it makes it very simple. The dark side.
No,
it's the other side.
I like the other side because that was King Billy from...
Somebody's cell phone is going to ring.
Somebody's cell phone?
Because I heard it go... But maybe not.
Are you using
could have been anyone.
Are you using those imaginary psychic powers of yourself again?
No, in speakers, it goes... before it even rings. Yes. And we also need more mirrors.
More. Send more mirrors.
Because we're getting low on mirrors, and I can't contact these people that had the mirrors before.
Why? Are we, very losing, are we losing our content or what? Like
content?
Our...
No, they just disappeared, forgot, gave up, whatever.
Bob X
bored with us. No, Bob X is still up. It's
Crackhouse?
Crackhouse and T3 Sonic, I think. One of them's like stuck at 200 listeners. That's why we're always number two in the listings, which is not a problem. I don't mind being number two all the time. It's a
but
good thing.
It's a good thing.
Gets listeners. It's
sure.
Like advertising, except it's
sure,
free.
And we're lying, because in cult we lie, just like with Walter and Reality Runner and everything else. We just
lie.
Just
manipulate
hey,
things.
We'll bomb them. Yeah, who cares?
But we need more mirrors. So anybody with a very, very fast internet connection, not a cable modem. Cable modems are fast, but that's not the kind of fast I'm talking about. At work or at your school, that can be up for at least 6 months, okay? It's not, I'm going to school now and I can put up my computer on it. I may get caught. No.
No.
That's not going
to
cut it.
No, we need you to give us valuable bandwidth.
Valuable bandwidth. Your overhead bandwidth, you've got to prove to your boss, we really need this bandwidth.
If it's not valuable, don't give it to us.
Yes, it's got to be expensive bandwidth.
In all begging fashion, please, please, please. We need
please, ICQ me, ICQ 51-5558.
And we'll mention you. We'll mention you and say you're cool.
And I've gotten one correspondence
so Bill,
from a
Bill,
listener
if you
so
want,
far.
If you want to basically apologize, if you want to apologize for everything you've ever done to us, give us your bandwidth, Bill.
That's right.
Bill?
Bill.
Bill Gates.
Oh, Gates. Sorry. I call him Willie.
It's very simple to set up, especially on Windows. Windows, it's very simple. You install and you change one line. That's it. So, but if you know Linux, then it's easy to install as well because you know Linux.
And if you know Linux, well,
then you're a genius.
And Linux is free if your time has no value.
If you knew Linux, because, like I know Linux.
Because we've got big plans coming up for Rant Radio.
Yes, we do. And what are those big plans?
The big plans is that we're going to go to a 128K stream.
Holy fuck, are you serious?
Yes, we're going to make it sound like a CD.
Good
CD
God,
quality.
Man.
And there's also going to be one for those people who are pathetic. That's right. CD in a car without any skip. And we're also going to have a 24K stream for the people on modems.
Oh, there you go. And that'll sound like a
CD.
So you can choose
underwater.
You can choose one or the other if you've got a good connection or a bad connection.
So this is why we need the mirrors.
This is why we need the mirrors. And this is only step one in the big plan.
And it
will be revealed, the big plan, later.
And Samarin is the man with the first step.
This is the first step, though. So mirrors, and once we get mirrors, and I also need a computer.
Mirrors! And we need a, what?
I need
a
computer.
Are you asking for a computer?
If they feel like donating to Rant Radio.
God.
Send us a computer, send us money, send us children.
This doesn't happen if I don't get a new computer. I need a chip, and a motherboard. That's it. I will take care of the rest.
Please give generously, and we won't have to have these pledge drive breaks.
It's only about $100.
I can't believe you're begging for fucking shit.
Well, it doesn't happen. If they want this, they will donate. If they don't want it, it doesn't happen.
So
I don't have the money. I've been spending money on this.
So what you're saying is that if people don't send us this stuff, Jesus is going to call you home?
Put your hand on the computer monitor.
Order some of our holy cornmeal.
1-inch prayer cloth. I will send you the 1-inch by 1-inch prayer cloth.
You know what?
You can fiddle about while you listen to me and Sean Kay.
Holy relics.
Yes, we have holy relics. See, Dr.
Jesus' teeth and splinters from the cross.
The holy snot of our Lord. Here on fucking Rant Radio.
Well, Dr. Jack,
yeah,
what videos have we got to offer this week?
You know,
it's not really that weird. Some people worship Elvis's sweat, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe.
Hey, no, wait a second. Elvis's sweat is holy.
You're the only one who thinks so.
It has to be.
Good night, everybody.
Minimum Pentium 500. No, 400. Pentium 400.
Yeah, and while you're at it, I need a fucking Mercedes.
It's about $100 for the chip and about $70 for the board. US. Very cheap.
All right, so fuck whatever. If there's some,
if they want to do it, they don't want to do it. It doesn't matter.
For only 37 cents a day, you can donate to.
For the price of a cup of coffee in Japan, you
what
can
is it you're
set
after?
Up with a brand new fucking system. I had no idea he was going to ask for it.
And a board.
It's valid, though.
Shut the hell up, Sean.
What kind of chip? What kind of board?
I'm backing you up. Shut up. No, it is valid because
400 chip.
If you guys knew how much cash we
fucking... Celeron 400. Like, it costs $100 for Americans.
Not even.
It's very cheap.
66, and then you can have my 400.
There you go.
but the thing is, no, seriously.
Because I can't broadcast from my house. Do this. This has got to be put somewhere else.
All bullshit aside, the reason why Sim's asking is because both Sim and I have...
Beggars can't be choosers. No, this is not relevant. I have a computer. It's not fast enough to encode on the fly at 128K. It won't cut it. I can't choose. It has to be minimum 400 Celeron.
Yeah. So
I've ran tech. That's minimum.
I'm running the myself and...
Someone willing to donate.
Oh.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
First caller.
Hi, you're on What the Hell, who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Zombie. You have a computer to donate?
Hey, I got a great idea for you people.
Okay, what's a great idea?
If you want, like, computer parts and all that stuff...
Yep.
For very cheap price and really good deals...
Yep.
Go to CNET.com, and they have auction places. You probably bid $1 a day, and it probably adds up to $12, and you get it. Not bad.
Really? CNET, okay.
CNET is S-N-E-T.
S-C-N-E-T. Okay, we will check that out.
And I have cable now.
You have cable.
Attaboy!
So you'll be able to receive the 128K stream that we will be providing.
Yes, I
can. So we don't sound like we're breaking up every 4 seconds, eh? You're actually going to be able to understand what we're saying about you.
Wait.
All right.
It sucks. We can't ICMP him out of existence anymore.
Yeah.
He just doesn't get ICMP'd anymore. All right.
He's part of the bigger plan.
So, he's part of the grand plan.
.com, too.
What?
You get computers over there for about $600, and the processor is about 500 megahertz.
Yep. Too much for me. All right. Thank you for calling.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
Wow, he sounded significantly less stoned tonight.
He did. He sounded almost like, if he didn't say his name, it would be like an okay call.
I never would have recognized him. Maybe he's getting better.
No, I would have recognized
his voice. That's the healing power of Colt.
I knew you were going to say that.
That is the healing power.
I knew that was coming.
As soon as he joined, his IQ level went up.
If you can speak well, it's multiracial
girls surrounding him.
It's the power of association. That's what it is. You associate yourself with the elite members of society who are in Colt. And you cannot help but to have your IQ raised.
So join the hive mind now. Email join at
thecult.org.
That's right.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. The IRC
is exploding. Resistance is futile.
Zerstor says he has a picture of zombie under a pile of semen-soaked tissues.
Oh.
Yum.
No.
Is he marinating it?
As funny as that is, that's getting dangerously close to flame. We're not flaming.
No, it's funny.
Only
everyone
we're
laughed.
Only we're allowed to flame. No IRC flame.
Hence me saying it.
Hence you saying it.
That's right.
Start hitting people with a shovel here in a minute. So
and
what's going on?
I'd like to thank some links from GeekNick. They put Rant Radio right at the top of their page.
Did they?
Yes. And also their other site, nihilism.net.
Oh, really?
Yep. So it's right up there, right at the top.
Right on.
Very prominent.
Excellent.
We're getting a lot of hits from GeekNick. Very, very cool.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Any other announcements?
Well, the big thing is the fact that Skip Radio, I should give a little bit of a headway into that.
Before he phones. Yeah.
Before he calls. What happened was is that as of Monday, we Federal Express or fucking Super, I was going to say emailed, but we
emailed over
we
physical
couriered
things.
Down to him. We couriered down to him like about 110 cult buttons to give out at the H2K conference, as well as a whole series of stickers, which he's been very creative with the placement thereof. He said he was going to try to get one on a New York cop car. And he's got some that are just going everywhere, all over the place. Now, the very cool thing was that while he was sitting in a lobby with a whole bunch, he had like six, with like six cult pins running down each side of his jacket. A guy walks up to him and he says, "Hey, you're Cenobite Skip." And he goes, "Yeah, who are you?" He goes, "I'm Decker Pele." And Decker Pele and him like hooked up, and all of a sudden like these two total strangers were like, "Hey man, you're cool," and they embraced.
No prior arrangement.
No,
that was
tongue.
Amazing.
It was great. So they were there. It was very, very cool. And that's
captured on film, slow motion.
But in all seriousness,
was there tongue? I mean, it's
no. It's very cool.
It was very close.
It's very cool that cult members can get together at an organization like that and have it all sorted out.
You have a brother in cult.
You
or
have
sister.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When we're down drinking, our coolie is you got a friend.
Danger.
Wow, why was Randy Newman ever not scared for his job?
Is that the guy who sings that?
Yes, yeah. Randy Newman.
I was wondering who the fuck sang that song. I actually kind of like that guy. It'd be great if we could get him to sing a cult song. It'd be like Mr. Rogers singing.
Actually, have you ever heard Political Science by him?
No.
Political Science? No, I haven't.
Or Short People.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Sail Away.
Or Good Old Boys.
Or Sail Away. Now there's a brutal song.
Oh, yeah. Come Sail Away. That's the Cartman song. Come Sail Away with me. Is that the
same song?
No, that's...
No.
Come Sail Away is by Styx.
Oh.
Not the same genre there.
Oh, wait. Subject Whiplash. Okay, what are we back on here?
We're going to go to the news.
We're going to go to the news?
Yep. So,
okay, what's in the news?
Hey, I heard we have a new promo.
We do, for the news, and here it is.
Here it is.
I wonder where I heard that.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. We
got that last quote from?
I have no idea. I typed in what the fuck, wave, and download.
Who knows? Who cares? Pass the beer nuts.
This is called what the fuck is going on.
The news
right?
is now called what the fuck because calling it the news is dumb. So, of course, as opposed to the massive
of
intelligence it takes to call it what the fuck, but good Lord, what's happening?
What is going on?
What's going on? We're going to explode!
Okay,
I hate
so
when that happens.
This one, British Columbia classifies violent computer game as adult movie.
That's right, and what game would that be? But, of course,
Soldier of Fortune!
Soldier of Fortune, for the Ronin out there in the world, because, you know...
What's
you
that game about? What are you doing in that
you
game?
Run around, you shoot people.
You're a mercenary going around killing people.
We can't hear you. You don't have a microphone.
You're a mercenary going
closer.
Around. You're a mercenary going around, and you're going around killing people.
So it's a very good
game. So it's a love story.
It's a romance story about you.
It's a romance story for Ronan.
It's a Ronan romance about severed heads and posts.
I don't quite understand. Adult movies don't have violence in them.
No, I guess
it's
Jaws.
It's actually
Jaws
probably against the law to have violence in adult movies. I'm thinking.
Yeah, actually,
isn't it
probably is.
No, you got to come over to my place later.
Oh, you got those videos, too.
Special imports. No, those are we're talking about BC here.
We're talking about BC. Like, you're not going to get... Like, fuck, we arrested that porn star for doing... stuff in the States.
Oh yeah.
And then we extradite them.
But I mean, you could go rent Rambo and all those good movies at Blockbuster, and they're okay with it. But what's the deal with video games then?
Yeah, I don't. You know, this is just another classic example of censorship and how it.
I bet they heard it. They heard it hooked up to the internet, and they went, "Oh my God!"
I hate to say this, but you guys actually made a wonderful. You guys made a wonderful point a couple of weeks back when you said it's the exact same thing. As soon as they list something, they give it a rating system.
Yeah,
is the next thing that happens is they start to try to control it.
That's the whole point.
Every fucking time.
It's not a coincidence.
Oh yeah, well
that's the plan.
That's what the Germans did. We're not rating the Jews. We're just making them wear stars.
Here, have this star. You're special.
Yeah. And
no.
Okay, people get pink triangles, and you know.
I'm sorry. It's like it started with tipper stickers on her goddamn records.
That's right. Just so we know, so the kids.
And then they
protect the children.
And then
the
they
kids.
Then they tried to control them. Now they're doing it with video games. What the fuck is next?
Why protest the stores that hold these video games. Is the next step.
Do you know what's? You know what the next step is? I'll tell you the next step. The next step is going to be websites.
No, the next step is
they're
going to be saying, why are you carrying adult movies in family-oriented retail establishments?
Yep.
That's the next step.
And here's your prefab sign.
I wish
the
censor had first looked at the game Kingpin. This whole issue never would have come up because the head would have come off, spun around, and exploded.
Kingpin was fucking brutal.
I love that.
Way worse. Or let's remember a game called Postal about 4 years
ago. Oh, that was amazing. I love that game.
Postal was great.
Hey, look.
Postal
go with what
was
you
also
know.
Banned in like fucking 20 states. Yeah, but it was banned in like 20 states, and you couldn't
get
it across the border.
And how many people died because of Postal? I mean, other than
zero.
Colorado.
Oh, yeah, direct influence.
Now, that was Eminem.
They left
that was Eminem.
Left a little note to influence his Eminem Postal
no
video game.
No one understands me but my weapon.
That was all the racial content from the KMFDM songs. Wait, there is no racial content in KMFDM songs. So what do you do there?
I have an answer, but you won't let me talk about that. You keep telling me I can't say that on the show.
No, bad. Bad boy.
Yes, that's right. The Imperial Hand of Sean is censoring deck. Okay.
So
we have tobacco lawyer.
Tobacco.
Oh, goody.
So how does everyone feel about talking off the air?
I
no.
can't.
Give that
they,
man
they
a microphone.
They stopped me from saying it.
You guys are sitting around talking about how censorship is bad and you're censoring
hate
deck.
Is bad.
What kind of fucking hypocrites are you? No, that's enough out of you. I've heard enough from you. I want to hear from Dak. Dak, what should they do?
Kill them?
No!
Okay, let's just clarify that once and for all, okay? It's not a matter of me censoring people. It's because of the fact that telling people to kill people over the internet is illegal. And if we wish to keep broadcasting on RAN Radio, since our listener base is increasing on an exponential level, if you take a look in the MIRC, you'll see that our listener base is fucking huge.
Okay,
so all it would take is for one person to say, oh, look, they're just saying to kill
uttering
people
threats.
By name and uttering threats, and that would be a federal crime, in which case RAN Radio and everything we stand for gets shut down because...
Go directly to jail.
But you're always talking about all the sorts of things that they could come and get you for saying... This is just one more, right?
It's not the one. No, it's not the one we want
we'd
to go
rather,
to jail for.
We'd rather
though.
Not go to jail for that one because in that case they would be right.
Okay.
We'd rather go to jail for something that's
are we
gonna
wrong. Okay.
How are we going to defend ourselves?
One thing to say we're not going to do it because they'll do it, but they won't be right because Dak is kidding. He's joking around.
We know that.
He wouldn't be right.
We know that, but it's very easy to sit there and go.
Okay, I apologize. How about if I ask our listeners to take a shovel and hit him in the head for an hour?
That's possible.
That's okay. That's
provided you don't say anyone's name.
It's a soft shovel.
That's fine. That's fine.
Those spongy
shovels. The opinions and ideas of the members of the What the Hell staff are the opinions and the ideas exclusively of the What the Hell staff. These ideas
unless
are frequently wrong or humorous.
On an
please
individual
do not
basis.
Act on anything you hear on the What the Hell show.
At all.
We don't exist, we're not real, and what we have to say is meaningless.
This has
thank
been
you for listening and enjoy the show. This
has been
a public announcement. Thanks to What the Hell.
Why don't we play a rant? There's a good idea. Why don't we
and
do
the
that?
Disclaimer.
And the disclaimer. Time for the rant and the disclaimer. What the fuck? God damn, there's way... Shut up, I never said that.
What'd you say?
Don't kill yourself.
Kill other people.
I never said that. That's not true.
That wasn't me.
Doesn't exist. I never said, don't kill yourself, kill other people. Doesn't happen.
No, I believe the quote was, oh, but wait, you have a gun.
All the cult members will back me up in saying that I have over 100 witnesses that will swear up and down that I never said a single fucking thing like that.
And it's kind of hard to have witnesses that say... You know,
there are, see, they're real. They're real people.
No.
They're
audio,
out there.
Audio witnesses.
That says, I never heard him say that. Oh, well, that's great.
You never heard him say it. That just means you weren't paying attention. This guy didn't hear him say it.
Kind of hard to prove the false.
Yes. Play the disclaimer.
False
positive. Play the disclaimer.
Witnesses to prove that you didn't say it.
Fuck, quickly, destroy the computer.
The What the Hell Show is not supported by money-back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not...
He never said it on this day.
He may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy, the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
You ever get pulled into the office?
Would you please come into the office? Come in for a second, please. I need to see you in my office. Would you come into the office?
You ever have that happen? You know, when they pull you in and you gotta look at the floor and they sit there and they fucking dress you down.
Well, you know, you seem to understand what's been happening in the office lately, and I'm not really pleased with some of the performance which I've received in some reviews of what you've been doing.
Well, I can...
No. I'm talking, you're listening. When I'm talking, you're listening.
Well, I can explain what's...
No. These are details. I'm not interested in details. I'm only talking and you're...
Have some of that, fucker! How dare you fucking come up to me and talk to me that way? How dare you talk to anyone that way? Who the fuck you think you are in your pinned-down Oxford cotton cloth fuck-faced shirt? You look like a giant dick-wearing blue, you know that? I should grab you by that fucking tie and strangle you until you turn fucking pink, and I'll drag your body all around the office cubicle, back and forth, just like they drug that fucking aircraft fucking pilot, the guy who crashed, you know, the one in Iraq, and he got fucking dragged around everywhere, because that's exactly what would happen to you. That's how all these people and these fucking corporate assholes who sit there and they shit on you, and they're just like,
anything to George, you know, yeah, I'm not very impressed with your...
I'm not trying to impress you, fuckface. I'm trying to incur enough cash in this fucked up society so I can get a paycheck so I can go home to my wife. Or maybe I can just go home and play a little bit more Quake, okay? Because that's all I really want here. I just want to eke out my existence in your shitty little cubicle. Fuck you, fuck your team, fuck everything your team stands for. Fuck all you assholes. I am sick to death. But all this comes out as...
Yes,
That's what it comes out as, because you can't say it. You can't get up and say, hey, fuck you, asshole. I've had about enough of it. You think you got the right to talk to me? You have no right to talk to me. So fuck you. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
To the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
And our slightly more post-production rant version there.
Actually, Sean, I did tell my boss to fuck off.
Did
well,
you?
The reason why that rant was done was because I had a fellow who works with me.
Situation there.
It's a very touchy situation that I have to be careful of. And when this actually does get sorted out, it'll be a lot easier, but I got pulled into an office and some fucker dressed me down, and I had to sort of stand there, because if I had have reacted to it, it would have gone badly, but the guy had no right to dress me down. He wasn't even my boss. So I have since informed everyone who works above him that if he ever pulls me into the office and tries to dress me down again, I'm going to clock him.
You may hear that pang sound.
Yeah, no, like, I just...
echoing throughout the house.
He's one of these old British fuckers who doesn't realize the empire's gone. You know, he doesn't have, that clue hasn't quite showed up yet. So.
I think if he would, I would actually transform if he actually spoke to me, and you'd hear IRA songs playing in the background.
Well, wait until I have my wearable cam hooked up on my LANR PC-104 card. What'll happen is like he'll start to yell at me. You shouldn't yell at me like that. And all of a sudden the power goes out quick. Oh, you've made them mad. And like the computer screen cracks. Oh no, this is very bad. Stop, everyone, stop. You know, it'd be bad. It'd be like the spirits of the web coming to kill you. You know, everything with voltage is trying to kill you. It'd be like,
stay calm, sir. Ronan are on their way.
No, I don't want Ronan. You know, the guy gets up. His dogs are both nailed to his front door. You know,
still alive.
Tango down. You know, no. No, please stop. Ah, fuck, no. You know, I'm running away, covering the camera so people can't cut me off in traffic. Oh, I tripped. No one can die. I can't see any license plates ever. It's so foggy. It's foggy. You know.
I had my boss tell me that I made the mistake of asking my boss, could I transfer someplace closer to home? And it was within my right.
How dare you?
Yes, and so he basically was like, I like when they do that.
No, you don't. You hate it, but we'll keep doing it.
He said, you can't transfer. I'm like, well, I thought that's what it said in the union contract. And he's like, no, you read it wrong. Well, how about
you can transfer. It's in your contract. You read that wrong. That actually says you can't transfer.
We missed the NT.
You know what? I know how to read.
We'll change
it. I probably read more books than God.
How about if I call the union and they settle it? Well, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, why would that be?
No. Now I want to call the union.
I tried to be nice. You're not letting me be nice.
I called the union. They came in, he was really pissed off at me, and I was only with the company for another 90 days, and then I was let go.
Exactly.
And what happened to him?
This is the best part. When the job was over, when they quote-unquote laid me off, and it was my last paycheck, I was too mad to go in. Mm. So I asked Angus, my roommate,
all 7 feet of him. Actually, no, he's not an arc.
No,
he is
not an arc.
Ronan, not an arc.
I said Paladin. I didn't say an arc.
He's Ronan, not an arc.
Ronan, not an arc. Okay.
His name is not an arc.
Not an arc.
I am not an arc. I am not looking for marijuana. Which you will agree is a much better.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So I sent not an arc in to pick up my paycheck, and apparently when
your paycheck?
My paycheck.
Oh sorry, Freudian slip.
When they heard I was coming in that day, everybody in the office except for the secretary left.
Like no one gets out of here alive.
I was so sorry I missed that. You know what it's like to know that an entire office feared you? And I never said anything nasty to these people. This is the part I love.
Did the secretary hide beneath the desk?
No, she didn't know. She was brand new. She had no idea why everyone left.
Hello, I'm new. Would you like our paycheck? No. That'd be perfect.
So our next story is about the big tobacco companies losing all that money.
No way.
$154 billion.
No way. Oh, hang on a second.
Friday they left. They lost all that money. And guess what? Their stocks didn't even dip.
No, but
didn't
I
even
heard
touch them.
I heard their lawyers said, yeah, well, we're going to, what do you call that again?
Appeal.
They're going to
appeal
it. They're going to appeal it. And they said very confidently, yeah, we won't have to pay that money for decades, if at all.
That was what they said. However, the judge countered with he doesn't know if the appeal will be allowed. So the question is if they can get another judge to hear the appeal. If they can't...
Oh, I'd be fucking sexy.
Oh, boy. Bye-bye.
that is a lot of money.
$154 billion.
Yeah, but
no.
Look,
Tom,
also
say it this way: $154 billion.
But is that going to make even a dent? Are they even going to notice it?
Anybody will notice $154 billion.
Because Florida.
That's only Florida. 52 Tuesday.
That's more than they're worth. 50
to go.
50. Combined.
Is it more than they're worth?
There's 50
yes,
states.
It is.
They're not 51. There are 50
okay.
states.
Oh, God.
49 states to go
oh,
now.
Oh, erection coming. Oh,
but
no
it didn't
kidding.
Drop because I guess all the
if
investors
the
are very confident.
If companies go out of business, I think Cult will declare that day a holiday. And we will have an official up in smoke day. It'll be like, oh.
Actually, I don't know. How many of our listeners actually smoke?
Yeah, that would be good. Everyone on the IRC who smokes, please let us know.
It doesn't really matter if you smoke or not. The point is, like Smokehouse actually did a really good point about how these tobacco farmers, he had a very interesting counterpoint about a lot of these people who the tobacco industry does sponsor, and he had an interesting counterpoint on it. So it would suck to some degree.
No more fireworks.
There would be no more fireworks. Actually, a lot of sporting events.
It'd be bye-bye auto racing.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on a second.
It'd be a huge opportunity for somebody to start up a new tobacco company.
No, that's a giant fallacy, because right now all these people who smoke are spending money on cigarettes. So as soon as they quit smoking cigarettes, the money just disappears. Wrong.
Yeah, the money doesn't disappear. They spend it on something else. So what if tobacco companies start losing money and, they can't support things? Well, all these things, all these other things that were getting sponsorship by tobacco companies, fuck them. Fuck them. They're living off of people dying.
That's very
thank
true.
You.
Right?
Thank you.
And
thank
like,
you.
Like Anki just said, all that,
that's okay.
All that money is now in your pocket.
Hey.
Oh, so you're not spending $5 a day on cigarettes? You have $5 a day to spend on whatever, or save it, or what have you.
Oh, wait.
There's a lot of families out of business, or out of a living, too, you know? Like, as soon as they shut those ovens down, a lot of people couldn't make ends meet.
Hi, you're on What the Hell, who's this?
This is Gargoyle Zebulon. I figured I'd call before I was a little too messed up to say anything intelligent.
Why are you all messed up there? Are you drunk, high?
I was a little drunk. I started about 4 hours ago, just getting spiked up to hear you guys.
Well, don't pass out before the end of the show.
This is Gargoyle who?
Oh, this is Zebulon.
Zebulon.
Oh, Gargoyle Zebulon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm rocking out right now.
Are you rocking out? Are you listening to Wasp?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I rock out to is Wasp.
So do you smoke?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So are you going...
No, being a smoker is the same as being a pedophile. They just like, you know, you stand outside buildings and people look at you like you're a damn retard. And it's
shooting up at the door.
Drug. Why don't they just realize that?
It's a legal drug, yes. That is true.
What are you drinking right now?
Well, I've been doing shots of vodka and drinking Zima and Heineken.
Oh, Zima.
Dear God, Zima.
Mother.
Actually, should I pour up a shot of vodka right now?
Do it, right on the air.
Do a live shot of vodka.
Right on the air.
Are you of age?
Oh, yeah, I'm 22.
Okay. That's
alcohol's
good.
A legal drug, too, eh?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm about to do it.
Ah, fuck yeah.
It's going to hurt a lot.
Okay, are you going to shoot it or what?
No, I'm about to do a shot.
Okay.
Ready?
Go for it.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Another one of our drunk listeners.
Yes, and that one was male. Normally it's drunk women who call.
It is. The majority of the drunk people who phone in are female.
Yeah. Very unfortunate.
So we decided that is the core audience we want to focus
on. That is the focus audience.
Slutty women.
Yep, slutty drunk women.
However, I'm totally hopeless.
I have no problem with this.
I don't want slutty women.
Pardon me?
I don't want slutty women.
What's wrong with slutty women?
Nope. What's wrong with slutty women?
What is wrong with slutty women?
Well, you know, I have no problem with them existing. I just don't want one.
Well, you know what? This is funny because they used
fun to hang around.
The Muslims used to say that if you fucking die for Allah, they give you a tent by a stream and they send you 40 virgins every day. I would not want 40 fucking virgins, okay? What the hell is she going to do with that?
All that work you put in every day, teaching them how to do something, and it's always...
Where are they getting all these virgins?
Christ, how many times do I tell you no tea?
It doesn't matter, this is like the if thing. But I'd rather have like 40 porn stars, you know? I'd rather have like Tracy Lords, you know, on Monday and...
Wolverine's power of healing. No, you don't need to have porn stars. You could just have one... You know, excellent virgin, and you could teach her.
Fuck that. I'd rather have, like, a different crazy slut every other day.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to do it this way. And you're like, oh, God, you're a sick bitch. I love you. It'd be awesome. That's my wife. She's calling in to kill me.
Yep. Hi, you're on What the Hell Who's This?
Hey, it's the Prophet Soylent Zero.
Hey, Prophet Soylent Zero.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty damn good. Yeah, I want to comment on that smoking stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I used to smoke, and, like, I think it's retarded, because, like, all those people, they're, like, talking about how, like, they have to spend all this fucking valuable money on making children aware about, like, how, ooh, it's going to kill us. Like, fucking every damn kid in the world knows that shit, and they're spending money on it. All they're doing is, like, fucking perpetuating the stream. It's just going to get worse and worse.
It's not like people don't know it's going to kill them.
It's like, ooh, smoking's not going to kill me, fucking bunch of retards or something.
But there's how many people have lived to 100 or whatever, and they've been smoking their entire life? And that's what people who smoke, they go, yeah, well, you know, it won't be me.
Yeah,
look at George Burns.
Last weekend, I didn't think it was going to be me that fell into the river and almost drowned.
That's right.
It can't be me.
It couldn't be me.
That's right.
That's
what happened to me. That's what everyone thinks about everything.
Smokers live to 100, and vegetarians get hit by buses.
It's very, very true. Where are you calling from, buddy?
I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, tobacco country.
Oh, boy. your take on the whole situation is fuck them, let them burn, right?
Fucking hell yeah, man.
All right, say what the hell, brother.
What the hell?
Right on.
So, I said there's probably a burning cross on that guy's lawn right now.
There's a giant smoking pipe right in front of his lawn right now. The North Carolinians are lining up and about to burn him out of his house.
Big bundle of cigarettes.
You want smoke, eh, boy? All right, we're going to smoke you out.
I say, illegal. I say, no problem. Wait, just if they want to pull that shit, we'll just wait about a year and a half after we get about 1 million members and we'll have a cult mosque in Northern Carolina. He'll be running down the street. And he'll be like, the doors will open up. I'm a cult member. And then the guns will come over the top. Holy shit. Yeah, Americans are still allowed to keep an arm fucking terrorists. Bears. Arm. Fuck it. We're armed. Fuck you.
Meanwhile, bears. Directly behind him, you hear the Confederate Army.
Yeah, well,
100,000 men lining up all in gray.
Go ahead, line up. I got these claymores here. 3 knocks later, you're talking to God.
C6. Yeah, they're in gray with their muskets all lined up.
Yeah, baby!
Can you ask for a better target?
Wait,
yeah, the
we're
British.
Not talking about killing people.
Who would be better?
Oh, fuck it, we're talking about killing racists.
No, it's all right if we say we're going to kill people, isn't it? Because otherwise, you know, this has just gone too far.
Killing racists alleviates them of the problem. They're free of black people. They don't need to see them anymore.
They're free of everyone, actually.
That's right.
They're free of all the people that just cause them too much mental anguish.
That's right.
Promote racial harmony.
Kill
racists.
Kill a Nazi.
Kill a Nazi. For 99 cents a day, we can kill every Nazi. Wow, that's just...
You know what really bothers me?
What's that?
Every once in a while, I listen to, 650 CIO.
God.
You just skip by it.
Old music is good. Shut up.
Sometimes
but
it's
they
funny.
Play this song
called,
I don't know what it's called, but it's one of those hippie songs where they're sitting
song.
There talking about how, it's called The Unknown Soldier.
Oh, okay.
And they're talking
okay.
about how it's, you know.
Are you talking about One Tin Soldier?
No, Unknown Soldier.
So what happens are they talking about?
They're talking about how it's the soldier's fault that there's war. And, you know, essentially they're saying that peace comes around by not having war.
Darcy, it's Universal Soldier. That's the name
what
of
did
the,
I say? Unknown?
Unknown Soldier, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Universal Soldier, I fucked up. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, that's what it is. Universal
Donovan?
Soldier.
Yeah.
But essentially they're getting, you know, the theme of the story is, you can't get peace through war.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah, there's no way to get peace
without
war.
Tell that to the
war.
People of Hiroshima.
All you tell that to
Womp.
To,
there it is.
No. I believe it was Womp. Womp. There it is.
Yeah, womp, there.
No. Okay. Look, if you don't fight, that just means someone who will fight gets to rule.
That's right.
And they'll take your ass
that's
over.
That's how it works.
That's
be a hippie all you want, but don't tell everyone else
you're
not to fight, because otherwise you won't get to be a hippie
a
anymore.
A dead hippie.
Your hippie life
hippies
will become
die
your,
first.
Someone who doesn't like your opinion will take control and tell you not to talk anymore.
Jesus was the son of God. Did he fight? No. Did he wind up on a stick? Yes. Thank you.
End of story. How about Tibet?
How about Tibet? You know what? Tibet needs some Shaolin.
Some kicking ass monks.
Some Shaolin with...
Although
Uzi,
they did fight, but they didn't, you know,
fight well.
They don't believe in fighting, and so they weren't prepared.
Well, fighting exists.
And they got their asses
I love people. I'm totally with Drexel on this one, because only men of war can effectively talk peace. If you got a guy who's got a gun stuffed in your mouth and he says, I don't want to shoot you, we should get along, you'll be far more apt to agree with him than some guy when you got a gun stuck in his mouth and he's got a big sign saying peace going, I don't want to die, maybe you don't like me. You're not going to listen to him. Okay, you're not. This is why Cult has Ronin. We're not going to talk about that because that's going to be revealed at a later date.
The reason this song bothers me so much is it's so insulting. It's
naive.
It's like talk. No, it's not a 90s song. It's an old
naive.
Naive.
It's totally naive. Like, the guy really believes that I can't... he's like, I can't believe you guys think fighting is going to get peace. You know? I remember seeing this sign when I was in high school. It said, making war for peace is like making love for virginity. And I thought, that's a great... That's perfect. It's true. How are you going to get virgins without sex? You know, you have sex, you fuck, someone gets pregnant, out pops a virgin.
Wow.
You put quite a twist on that saying. That wasn't a twist, that's sure.
That's not right. What they were getting at with that sign. But
they were right anyways.
Yeah, they were.
Their stupidity.
Drex, once again, bringing a completely different insight to the scenario at hand.
If everyone in the world saw things the way I did, it'd be a much more wonderful place.
Much happier. If everyone saw the world the way you did, Drex, would be walking around with
all we would have to do is stop boxes from falling over, and I'd never be upset.
And then the national anthem of our country would be, is my mic loud enough?
My mic's not loud enough.
My mic's not loud enough. People with bullhorns yelling at each other, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Fuck you.
Hello, is this thing on?
Are you on, motherfuckers?
I don't do that.
He hasn't hit the mic. He knows
better. All right, what else we got going on?
This is a sad story. Death toll hits 85 in collapsed garbage dump in Philippines. These people don't live in a garbage dump.
They have nowhere else to
live
go.
On the edge of the garbage
yeah,
dump. Don't live in the garbage under piles mile high.
They have nowhere, and the reason
why... No, they can live a mile away.
No, they can't.
They need to be near the pinnacle of the garbage.
Yes.
The big garbage.
Because fresh garbage
is center
dumped.
Of town.
Fresh garbage is dumped there, and that's what they live on.
Yeah.
So if they're a mile out, they don't get to eat because of corporate wage slave states. So what we need
because there will be people living in the middle of the garbage, and they'll get the fresh garbage.
They'll get the fresh garbage because
what
the fresh
we need
garbage
is a good
is
old fashioned class war.
Well, no. What we need there is
class war.
No, we don't need a class war. What we need to do is
the place is known as the Promised Land.
What we have
what
here
named.
Is, you know, we have conflict in our brains as to what's better, capitalism or communism.
I've always been a socialist.
Okay, but socialism and communism aren't the same thing.
I know. I understand that.
I have a better idea.
You have to have a nice mix.
Why don't we just kind of usurp the corporations that are making all the Philippines...
We're going into feudalism right now.
Going into a feudalism state. Why don't we just usurp that and then have people living in a more or less a socialist role, because that's what the whole idea of the cult mosques were. But if you had people
cult's
who...
more of a communist thing, I'm seeing.
You think so?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't really be a
for the common good.
It would be for the common good.
You can come to the temple. Everyone's allowed in.
See, some people say it's a dictatorship. Some people say...
Communism, well, it's either that or communism or...
Communism
is a dictatorship.
Congratulations, John. That makes you our fielder.
Communism
ruler.
Doesn't work ever because it takes a dictator to make people stay in the communist state.
Well,
the ones that are smart leave.
I would rather not put a label on cult in that way. What I'd rather just say is cult's about freedom and the freedom of choice. And what will eventually happen is that the people who wish to be members of cult will, and then all the cool people
are they free to profit off cult?
What's that?
Are they free to profit off cult?
What do you mean free to profit off of cult?
You say it's freedom. Freedom, cult's freedom.
Cult is freedom. Okay. Cult is freedom from profiteering.
That's right.
That's entirely the point. Because, I mean, come on, they're putting billboards on the beach. They have steamrollers. I don't know if you know this. This is sick. They have steamrollers that they're putting ads in the steamroller, and they roll the steamroller down the beach so you have, like, the sand presses into billboard signs.
Okay, there's one. You think that's bad?
Actually, wait. That's a lot better than actually putting a billboard on the beach.
This is very true. But to me, the beach is kind of a sacred place, you know, like the salt content of the ocean.
Here's one.
Saline content is in the bag of water on a woman's womb. Like, this is, like, you know, your point of being, like, one with kind of nature and all that kind of shit. You don't need to have fucking Levi's there, man.
Here's one.
People are saying cult is anarchy.
Here's one for you boys and girls. The Russians sold advertising space on
Pizza Hut
on one of their rockets that's launching a satellite.
Yep.
On the
first
side,
advertising in space.
The side of the rocket had the word Pizza Hut on it.
Well, yeah, Pizza Hut wants to waste their money on that. I appreciate that. That is the only way we're going to get into space. Because they have
nobody
to
cares.
Make money off space or we're
actually,
never getting to Mars.
Actually, Private Drexel, I'm going to back down from my position I just had, and I'm going to actually agree with you.
Because if what they want to, you know, I mean, the thing is going to get burnt up. Seems like kind of a waste of money.
There is another way. There is another way.
How's that?
The major cost to get to space is not the rocket. It is not the rocket. The research is done. That was the expensive part. There are private rocketeering people who are building rockets, two- and three-stage rockets. There's been two posted on the cult page this week, who one guy is estimating by 2003, and the guy's totally, he's not like some fucking wing nut from, you know, Sudbury or some shit, but he's like,
why Sudbury?
That's the first thing stuck in my mind. But he's actually going to get somebody in space. The cost of putting things in space is not... The big cost was, of course, the research and the development.
Right.
Now that they know how to put people into space, they know how to put rockets up. That's the problem now, is all the bureaucratic bullshit. I say pirate the space program. Let the Hungans do it, man.
Okay, but you know what? My point is that this advertisement is a step in that direction. You're putting the money away from the government, and you're getting it from outside of the government, and
which
that's the
good
problem. They need money. But I know what you're talking about. There was this magazine, and they were having a contest to see who could get a rocket into space.
That's
and
right.
The
first person to do it. The X Awards. Yeah, it's the X Awards.
And
it hasn't been done yet.
It's a 10-pound payload into space, 100 miles.
And they had to orbit once or something.
No, not even in orbit. It's a 100 miles.
Or the second one was going to be
something. Yeah, the first one was 100 miles above the ground, 10-pound payload.
And the best one, this was what made me so happy. Were we talking about this on the show before?
Yes, once very long time ago
when it was in your room.
That was a long time ago.
Because I had the same idea before I even read the article, was to put a huge balloon, like a weather balloon,
right,
and have your rocket in there.
That's how one of them
Then I read that, and I was like, yeah, and they had the most problems. I was pretty impressed.
Apparently the guy who invented that plane that flew completely around the world on one tank of gas, Voyager, what's the name of the guy that did this? I cannot think of his name.
Whatever.
He is working on a rocket that is the most insane thing I've ever seen. You look at this, you go, this has got to be a bad joke, but it really works. The top of the rocket is a goddamn helicopter. The thing takes it up to the highest altitude it can, then the engine kicks in.
Yeah, that's
it,
like
goes up,
the balloon.
And when it comes down, it simply uses the top of the rocket as an autogyro to basically...
Ah!
Land.
You said basically.
Did he?
Ah!
I missed it.
I'm very sensitive to basically after
the that. Other problem is, with space flight, is it's going to be very expensive to fly between planets. Because building a ship that's going to go
between planets is not going to be the problem. It's what do you do once you get there?
Well, did you hear they found liquid water
on
the surface of Mars?
Every week they do that, don't they?
Flying between planets is dirt fucking cheap if you've got the right technology.
Okay, yeah, but what I'm talking about
is how fast you want to get there.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ship itself. You have to have... You really do have to spend your money. I mean, it's a simple idea. You can put someone in a big sealed canister up there with an oxygen tank and hope he lives.
But that's not very
cool.
But
if the oxygen tank doesn't survive and it gets a little and it explodes, you're fucked.
Other than
it takes
other
a lot of money to build a ship that's going to be reliable enough.
Other than Mercury and Venus, we have found ice on every single planet.
Okay, wait now. They found liquid water on Mars?
Liquid
it's
water.
It's at the bottom of the biggest canyon. I forget what it can.
And it's actually,
liquid
water.
It's liquid water.
It's like a little stream or something. Because what you have to understand is on Mars, the difference between the top of Olympus Mons and which is practically in space, and the pressure at the bottom of this canyon, it's a massive difference. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Think about Mount Everest and here. You can't breathe up there without oxygen, right?
Mm-hmm. So
Olympus Mons is four times
as
high.
Is there like life in this
as
water?
Mount Everest?
It's very promising, yeah.
That'll be some scary shit.
Well, what about What about
like
Europa?
They wouldn't.
What about Europa?
Do not touch Europa.
Europa has got such a high level of tidal forces.
All these worlds are yours, except for Europa.
The inside of Europa is heated by the tidal pull.
Yeah, by the...
And they now believe that there are smokers, black smokers, the same type of deep-sea phenomena
that we have.
They believe there could be, but the amount of sulfur that they're finding in spectrographs of Europa show that it is very likely that they have a molten core, which means that...
They've got pictures of eruptions that can only
closer.
Be explained
but they, yes,
by
they,
that kind of
phenomena. Yeah.
They're pretty sure, just from the surface, that it changes.
And there's a
Speaking
lot of
the
people
microphone.
Who believe
there's a lot of people who believe that Earth life actually evolved from those same kind of black smokers. It's the most likely place. You get a lot of rich carbon, lots of weird chemical reactions. It's a good spot, and don't you dare tell me you think it came from planets other than Earth. I know you got to see this look like.
No, I was just going to say, that's what we got to do. We got to get all the Hoongans. We'll make our way to Europa, and Kult will become the new god.
We'll rule them.
On Europa. We'll conquer the Earth with two-headed cats, and then we'll reinvade Earth. Why not? L. Ron Hubbard had a better idea. Come on, fuck.
And these? $5
bet. $5
bet?
Oh, yeah, the Scientology thing, a $5 bet. That's
yep.
entirely why
what?
It happened.
What's that? Start a cult?
What are we talking
oh,
about?
Oh, who's calling? I wonder who this could be.
It could be anyone.
I wish. Oh, I wish.
Hi, you're live on What the Hell? Who's this?
Hey, it's Skip.
Hang on, Skip. Hey, Skip, hang on, buddy. We made a promo just for you.
Oh, cool.
So, unless you're under time constraints.
Nope.
Okay. Here's Skip's promo. There we go.
Live from the Hope 2000 conference in New York City, it's Skip Radio on Rant Radio. Bringing one in for Cult and the Big RR.
All right, Skip. So, give us a lowdown. What's going down in New York at the H2K conference?
Okay, the conference wrapped up this afternoon. It was pretty much the best weekend I've ever had in my entire life.
Did you make it to the orgy?
No, I didn't make it to the orgy.
Fuck!
Believe it or not, it kind of died about maybe, I think, 3 hours after I talked to you, Sean.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole orgy thing got shut down?
It didn't really get shut down. It's just the attendance was rather lame.
Oh, well, let me guess,
only,
a lot of...
Only guys.
There was
yeah,
no
actually,
women.
That was one of the problems also. It was only guys. And
she called
like,
it in one.
Showed up and it was like 50 guys, so it was kind of lame.
All right. So tell us about the conference. What happened down there? What did you see?
Okay, let's see. There was a bunch of panels of every name, sort, and type you could think of. Everything from doing binary code all the way up to cracking this. Matter of fact, the one panel I believe was called Why Hacking NASA is a Stupid Idea. I spoke to several news crews from basically all over the planet. Let me see. I've got the laptop here. Okay, talk for a minute. I got to get this.
All right, so just to bring everybody up to speed on what actually has happened here is that on Monday, Skip Radio was sent a series of Rant Radio stickers as well as some CDs that he had won and a big fistful of Cult buttons, some pins that he was handing out, and now he's calling us live from New York at the end of the conference, the Hope 2000 conference, where he's been representing us and has been spreading the word about Cult and spreading the word about Rant Radio to all the news media because he was in charge of media relations for the H2K conference.
Television media relations.
So who did Skip mention Rant Radio to?
We're about to find out. Back to you, Skip. What's going on?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Section here that I'm going to read to you guys on my laptop. H2K is over. Emmanuel and team put on a great conference, and I met legends I never expected to be there. New faces attached to names I've heard on the lips of many a hacker over the years. People like the infamous Emmanuel Goldstein, a.k.a. Eric Corley, owner and operator of 2600 Magazine, the Hacker Quarterly. Fiber Optic, the man who did time in my own backyard, one county away. Captain Crunch, the man who figured out the 2600 hertz tone thing with the toy whistle from the cereal box. Cheshire Catalyst, the man who, with his own area code, also helping with the media, granted me a chance to be seen and interviewed by news and media personnel from around the globe. To list a few, MSNBC's Lisa Napoli, two crews from Channel 4 in the United Kingdom, a crew from Japan, National Public Radio, several e-zines and underground zines, and what I believe is the best one of all, a documentary film crew filming their movie Hackers, Crackers, and Losers on location at H2K.
Yeah, baby.
Cult and Rant Radio were kept in high regard by myself, and I ran out of Cult buttons early this morning.
Oh, sweet. How was the Cult being received when you were telling people about it?
It was great. People were all over the idea, man, so don't be surprised if you get email flooded soon.
Woo-hoo. Excellent, Smithers.
So, I mean, everything went over great. It was a great conference. People were it was just like the whole community atmosphere was awesome.
Did you get to see Jello Biafra, that Luddite of technology?
You know, funny story about that. That's the one thing I missed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I fell asleep in the van, woke up at 3 p.m., and he was on at 1.
Oh, fuck, man. That must have pissed you right off. Did you happen to give Emmanuel Goldstein a cult button?
I gave him a cult button, I gave him a Rant Radio sticker, and I also gave him your number, Sim.
All right.
So if he contacts you about anything interview-wise, you're the man to talk to.
You gave him my real phone number?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool.
That's very cool. I've been in contact with the 2600 group before because I actually own the domain name 2600.ca and have a lifetime...
The CA guy?
Yeah, I'm the CA guy.
Nice.
I have a lifetime membership to the magazine and a whole bunch of that stuff.
Nice.
So we're, of course... and you shouldn't be surprised by that, because naturally we own the CO domain, because we are Canadians' outlet to the Hacker Underground. So, in any case...
They're going to kick in the door any minute.
Let's talk about... So, what else? You hooked up with Decker Pele down there.
Yes, I did. Decker Pele was in attendance two nights that I saw him, anyway.
Tell us the story about that. That sounds very cool.
How you two hooked up?
The story begins, I was standing out in front of the hotel smoking a cigarette, and a younger gentleman walks over to me and goes, "You're Skip Radio, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yes, how did you know other than my name tag?" "I saw your cult button, I'm Decker Pele." And thus begins the first cult meeting, so to speak.
Yes.
That's awesome.
At none other than H2K.
We ended up going up to the terminal room and sitting there and hacking around for about 3 hours. At which point he left, and then he came back the next day, and we sat there and chatted for a while about Rant Radio and cult and H2K, et cetera, et cetera. And thus, a cult relationship was born.
That's fucking awesome. That's totally what this is about. This
so,
is like...
Sean, your dream has come to life, my friend.
Two people, not known to each other, has seen the other person went, "You're in cult, I know."
At the H2K conference, I mean, how much better does that really get? You
and
know.
So it begins.
Now, I mean, you've been a real trooper about all this, Skip. But in all honesty, I mean, we gotta give Skip credit. Skip really fucking went the distance here. The guy, you know, he was waiting.
No, I'm
around.
Sorry, that's above and beyond the call.
Absolutely, man. I mean, you're going around. I mean, you didn't have to sit there. But let me get this straight. With all these magazines and all these people you're talking to, you managed to mention cult. And what were the news media saying when you were talking about cult? I mean, imagine they must have probably thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, actually, essentially, they were all asking pretty much the same questions about it. What's the group curtail? What do they do? Et cetera, et cetera. And I gave them the explanation about how... if you're stranded in Bumblefuck, Oregon somewhere, and you have, like, the cult list with you, and somebody in that town is in cult, and your car needs either gas or a jump, or you need a place to stay, you give this person a call, and essentially you get what you need. It's all like a whole big, huge network type
so
thing.
So they're Masons?
Except individuals who, you know each other through cult.
Ah, excellent. And did they heard about Rant Radio as well? What'd you tell them about them?
I essentially gave them the address to Rant Radio and told them about, because they had a lot of pirate broadcasters there, like actual FM pirate broadcasters.
Right.
And I was telling them about Rant Radio kind of intertwined with what they were talking about pirate FM. And I kind of threw Rant Radio in there because essentially it's not really pirate internet, but it is.
It is. Yeah. Well, it would be pirate if we were in the United States.
Oh, exactly, of course.
But CRDC says, you go ahead and do that and really let us down, so.
just
damn, we're legal? Yeah.
Just
oh, that takes all
just
the fun out of it.
A question for myself. Did you mention my name to any of these guys? Like, should I be concerned that, like, some underground zine in Germany is going to be spreading my name around, or did you just
no,
use cult?
No, actually, you shouldn't.
Okay, cool. So you're just talking about the cult and whatnot.
Yes.
Excellent.
So if you get any word back from these places, let us know, or where they're published, or anything
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, I plan on it. I think the MSNBC site had the article about H2K up yesterday.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at that. If you... anybody on the IRC right now can post that in the IRC.
Oh, I'm sure they're already looking.
If it's not already up there.
And if you can't find it there, you'll probably be able to find it at www.napoli.msnbc.com. That was the lady who came there and did the report.
Excellent.
Excellent. So if somebody could find that and private message me on the IRC so I don't have it scroll away, that would be very nice.
That's very, very cool. What an excellent, like, this has been a screaming success, Skip, and largely, entirely thanks to you. You've been the first cult ambassador to a major function.
I am so glad.
Yeah.
Glad I could help out on so many levels.
Oh, man, like, we quite literally, we could not have done this without you, and fucking major kudos to you, man.
You did save some buttons for yourself, didn't you?
I saved a few, yes.
That's a good thing.
Excellent. Babs May is listed in the IRC right now, so she's hearing everything you're saying. Did you want to give a message to her at all?
Who is it?
Babs May.
Oh, actually, she's in the other room also.
So she's logged in from H2K.
Pretty much.
Right on.
Very cool. Anything you want to say to wrap up here, or Sean, do you have another question?
Eventually, H2K had to be the greatest hacker convention ever, or at least for the next 2 weeks anyway, until DEF CON.
So do you figure the FBI was taking photos?
Say again?
Do you figure the FBI was taking photos?
Oh, absolutely. There were Secret Service and FBI in attendance. They actually had to pay their registration fees, and they got a nifty little pink tag that said law enforcement on it, so we could identify them.
That's wicked. Okay, last question. Did you get any photos of the stickers?
Yes, I got a few. I had a little trouble with my camera. Some of them got deleted, but the one I really wanted, I got. It's a picture of a Rant Radio sticker on Emmanuel's 2600 telco van.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's porn. That's awesome.
We'll be uploading that to the FTP probably within the next hour or two.
Excellent.
Oh, very, very cool.
It was on what?
Explain. So the cult pins, they all went to people from the New York area, from people from outside of town. Where did they all go?
Oh, they were worldwide. I mean, it was just completely awesome. There were people there, a bunch from Germany, Holland, the Netherlands. The kid who wrote DECSS was in attendance.
Really?
Really?
Him and his father were there.
Awesome.
I spoke to him for a few minutes about it and had him autograph my staff T-shirt.
Right on.
And so, I mean, it was just one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, Sean and I wanted to go down, but the prices were just a little expensive from B.C. to New York. They're like
I heard about that.
$1,500. Yeah, so it's like
you can fly to Germany twice for less.
Oh man,
I know it's just crazy. So it's like
to Germany and then to New York.
Are you going?
Actually,
are you going
Scotland
to DEF CON?
No, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it to DEF CON.
Where is DEF CON happening?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, 2 weeks Friday.
We can do Vegas for $100.
Las Vegas is pretty cheap because they make all their money through.
Maybe
Sean and I will go to
this.
This
could be a concept. Who wants to meet at DEF CON in Las Vegas in cults?
Well,
if you do, email SeanK@thecult.org, and maybe all of us we can have another cult meeting at DEF CON in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Sean and I might go.
Sean and I might go.
Check to that list. I'll go too.
We'll check the prices, see if it's not
see
too
if it's
bad.
See what we can do and fucking rights, man. I think that would be wicked. And then maybe we can get. So if anyone wants to know about that, getting to Las Vegas is always cheap because I like to have people gamble. So that could be very sweet. That's a good idea, Skip.
You.
Come on, let's do it.
We went to Vegas.
Anything else you wanted to add, buddy?
Just if anybody's in the New York area tomorrow morning at 9:00 at the Federal Courthouse at 500 Pearl Street, downtown Manhattan, it is the beginning of the MPAA versus 2600 trial. Be there. They're allowing 500 people into the courtroom, and there will be a continuous protest from 10:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. outside of the courthouse. All permits have been granted, so you don't have to worry about being arrested.
Excellent.
Awesome. And somebody should get in there and videotape the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be many, many different angles.
All right, buddy, so give us a what the hell from H2K.
What the hell from H2K.
Outstanding.
All right. Skip Radio.
Okay. Right on.
Hold on here.
Closer.
To stage a protest, you have to get a government-approved permit?
Yes.
Yes. Or else they break you up.
Head, I'm going to try to join this back with the reality where we're living in the kinda, country.
Yeah, no kidding. But
okay, let me ask this again. To stage a protest, you have to get it approved
by
the government.
A legal protest.
Yes.
A legal protest.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You're with me. I understand.
Okay, I'd like to see if somebody can post the website for the latest DEF CON, please, so that we can get the details on that.
We got a whole bunch of messages there.
Okay.
Who the hell is this? Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Damn.
Who's this?
He's a
talk to me dirty. Who is this?
Why is the webcam not working?
No. Is this Red 5?
What?
You're so fired.
Fired. It's down because I put in a new video card, and I haven't got it configured yet. Yeah. Red 5 is really funny.
Is that Red 5?
Yes, it's Red
5. I was
5.
Laughing.
How do you know it's Red 5?
Because that's his voice that he does.
Oh.
So we've got the actual story link there. I'll have to check it out later because we're going to play a rant right now. Give us a little break here.
We got actually
three rants. So this
one.
Is
so
the
there's two new rants you haven't heard. Soon to be after this story.
And this one is called Sean K. Everywhere. And here it is on What the Hell Rant Radio Premiere.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Oh, during that cult thing, you're like part of Sean Kennedy's little crowd. We all talk together and have your secret little handshakes, and you all like go to your secret little club meetings, like 2600. You know, you meet by like the phone booth, by the food court. You know that one? Is that what this is? Is that what you all are? And you guys all, you know, pass secret codes back and forth to each other on your like on your email? Is that what it is? No, that's not what cult is. That's not what cult is about. You want to know what cult's about? Let me tell you what cult's about. As a matter of fact, I don't have to tell you what cult's about because what's going on right now is people are listening to every word I'm saying. Right now, I've got my wearable computer on, and I'm piped right in Shoutcast. I've got a GPS broadcasting my coordinates 24 hours a day. Everyone can look through my portable webcam and see what I'm seeing. They can see your face right now. As a matter of fact, you got a page dedicated to kicking your ass as we speak. Or why do you think I've gone through 6 supervisors? Why do you suppose that is? Because I'm in cult, fucker! Why do you suppose it is? It's because I'm in cult! Cults everywhere. We're breeding like fucking flies. We're on the window pane, trying to get in, not trying to get out. We tried to get out for a while, but now we're spreading like wildfire. You think the Black Plague was bad? This is the cult plague, and we'll spread like a fucking disease. Not even viral will cleanse us. They only can't even stop us. We got Ronin, flesh trippers, deckers, people crawling around your minds, house, plants, cars, trees, dribbles, antimatter, my Uncle Heshy. It's fucking crazy out there! And there's gonna be nothing but cult. Everywhere you go, your first word out of your kid's mouth.
Sean Kennedy's the fucking man!
First words he says, and you know it's gonna be true, because cult is the future. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
The ego. Jesus, his ego blew up and took out the room.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Smokos has goosebumps.
Hello.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
Hi, boys and girls. It's
nobody
time.
Screamed during us.
It's time for your old Uncle Dak.
There's more than one left.
That's the last
Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
Oh,
my goodness. Delivered to Sean K. As Inky crawls away, groveling.
That was awesome.
Don't visual gags work great on radio?
Yeah, visual gags are amazing.
Okay.
That's why I have to explain it.
So anyhow, in case I didn't mention it, I spent 5 years.
How long?
5 years working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. And this thing I saw the other night had nothing to do with a hospital. But, hey, it's one of my stories, so what the hell. This is what we call them. Now, in case I hadn't mentioned it, I'm the first aid attendant where I work. This is an industrial site where we make chlorine gas. I'm not kidding. Hydrochloric acid.
That's great.
And hydrogen, sodium hydrate. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can fucking kill you. And what happened had absolutely nothing to do with any of these chemicals.
Yeah. Disappointing us.
This guy is walking up a little flight of stairs. We're talking 3 steps. And he slips. And he slams his face into the iron railing along the side.
Did he explode?
No. It didn't explode.
It wasn't a John Woo film.
No. And so there I am. Now, the other night, I twisted my ankle. So So I called my boss and I said, if I'm going to work tonight, I'm not doing any patrols.
By the way, for our faithful listeners, one of Dak's patented catchphrases is, ow, my ankle.
Once again, I twisted my ankle. My ankle's weak. Leave it alone. So I didn't want to do anything. I'm sitting there in the office. I'm reading a book. And all of a sudden on the radio going, the foreman calls and says, security? Yeah, says, grab the first aid kit. We got a man down. I'm like, oh, shit, where? So tells me it's the other end of the fucking plant, of course. So I run down, grab my bag. I get down there, and this guy is laying down there, and he's starting to come to. So the first thing I do is I grab a hold of him and hold him down, make sure, find out what happened.
Check
him out.
There.
Do not move. I want to make sure that his neck isn't broken. I find out he did a face plant into the iron bar. So he starts to come to. I start asking him, does he hurt and everything? And only his face is hurt, and he's kind of groggy. So he did actually knock himself out. So I sent somebody back to go get my hard collars and also somebody to call an ambulance to come down and basically pick this guy up.
Did you say he was Batman?
Nope. And by the way, I said basically, no one screamed.
Not supposed to scream during this.
No, you're basically immune.
Okay, cool.
During this time, you're basically immune.
In the girls' hospital.
Cool. So I start to palpate. That's where you touch. That's what palpate means. The
touch.
Side of his face.
That would be palpitate.
Palpitate.
Let me palpitate
so,
you.
So I'm touching around, and I get into his cheekbone, which is called, for those who have any technical skill, it's called your maxilla. And when I touch it, I can feel the bones click and creak. We're not talking like a two-break. We're talking there were multiple fragments.
This is quite a face slam into the iron
yes.
bar.
That's the word. Whoa, yeah. He's got it right. Crepitus means the sound that bones make when they creak grating together.
When bones grate together, it has this kind of clicking sound.
That's
really unique.
That's called...
Followed usually by the guy going, oh, fuck my face!
That was the...
If he's unlucky, yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Fox special, when bones grate?
When Crepitus attacks, yeah.
When Crepitus attacks, yeah.
So, of course, now he does the only thing that a humane and intelligent person can do.
He screams.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And he tries to get up. Now, if he had a broken neck, he would die or would at least stop moving for the rest of his life.
Well, the lighter note is I can't feel my legs.
Oh, boy. So I fortunately had one hand still on his forehead and had to keep his entire body from coming off the ground with one thumb.
That's quite the thumb.
I managed to do it.
Wow.
Actually,
barely.
The technique that you can do it.
Yeah, I did. If you hold a person down.
Rip.
No, it's basically it has to do with
the
leverage.
The thumb is pointed, it's
oh, yeah.
the trigger of an M60, which you have rammed up his nose.
The Vulcan thumb grip.
Yeah, the Vulcan thumb grip.
Vulcan thumb grip. Yeah,
I use the Vulcan. I use the Vulcan thumb grip on him.
It's because your neck isn't strong enough to go against the weight.
Correct. Strong enough to lift the thumb.
Yep.
Wow.
So it held him down there, managed to get him secure, got a hard collar on him, the ambulance shows up. By this time, I've put a little bit of ice on there, and we get him the hell out. And that was the last I saw of him. And then I spent the next hour and a half writing this all up.
Welcome.
Because
was he saying, I'm so...
Zach.
Welcome to my world. Yep.
Was he saying, I'm so stupid, I tripped on three steps?
No, he didn't know what happened.
I think he only needed one to trip.
One
yeah,
trip.
Exactly.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and by the way, of course, he tripped going up the stairs. It wasn't going down. It was going up the stairs.
The number of stairs, really, the only difference that makes is the higher probability that you will slip on one of them.
Very true.
Because you only slip on, as you just said, you only slip on one step, but the more steps you have to negotiate...
That's right. The more
chance you have one that's going to, you know, strike or whatever.
But that's it. That's the other part. The amount of steps you go up is the amount of steps you have to come back down.
Ah, yes. Dangerous steps.
Yeah,
they should outlaw those.
He could have been on the very top step going, ah, ooh, ah, fuck, oh, have it all, Jesus, have it down the first flat now.
Machu, you know.
Yeah, machu.
Look out, Homer.
No, that was Eddie Murphy, for anyone who remembers it.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, as I have
got the hiccups again.
That's my tiny little gross hospital story. But trust me, if you want to hear something nasty, break something and then listen to the bones.
Move it around.
Dak, bring a tape recorder with you so next time you can record it for us and we can all experience it.
I think what we should... Oh,
hang on. This is just my chance to get my 30 seconds on the radio. I spent about 20 days in the Canadian Reserve training thing, and I remember approximately 30 seconds of my medical training. It's basically if a guy's down, if he can't move his leg, what you do is you grab the knee, grab him up the ankle, Yank back and forth. If you hear grating, call a medic. If you don't, tell him to get his soggy ass up off the ground and go to a foxhole. That's pretty much all I remember.
Wow, are you so fired?
Do you have a gross hospital story?
I have a gross Marge story.
Okay, well tonight it's gross story night. After Marge, we're going to do Ronan Medic's Tales from the Street. Go ahead, Marge.
Okay, this is completely related, so I will be quick and very sweet about it. But I was going to college at one point, and if you can believe it.
Wow.
And I know. And
for how many years?
Two. Whoopie doo.
Two years.
It was actually art college, and that's where I got most of my brain damage. Yeah. Anyways, this
lost.
Didn't help.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Well, no,
all right, shut up, let her go.
And all of the above. Anyways, I was coming home, groceries in two bags in each hand. I also had my backpack, my Hot Wheels backpack, full of cans of soup. I was coming home from Fort Langley, and I was going to Vancouver. So anyways, me and my friend were going up my big stairs in Vancouver, which happened to be, about a foot wide. And there was about five of them up the steps, and of course I was wearing flare pants that were right down to the ground. So what happened?
When flare pants attack.
Yes, exactly. So what happened?
So you were a tripping hazard waiting to happen.
Oh, this is, just wait till you hear it. It's just more painful than it sounds even right now. I actually stepped on the front of my pants, and I started to fall. So the first thing that went through my head was, drop the bags.
Drop and roll.
So I dropped the bags, and my hands immediately flew out in front of me, in which point I looked up at my friend Bill, and he was smiling, and I was laughing because I actually caught myself. But unfortunately, there's a thing called gravity. And what gravity does is, and also it kind of forced, because I was at a very interesting angle, it forced my backpack down off of my back onto the top of my head, which actually drove my head down into the pavement onto the stair. Actually, I looked up. My friend Bill, grown man, 20 years old, started to cry. Apparently, and I did see this later, he wouldn't let me look in a mirror for 2 days, but apparently I looked like the Elephant Man. My face was so swollen that my nose was flat against my face.
Oh, my God.
Both eyes were purple. And my face was like this for 1 month. I broke my nose. All the skin on my forehead and my chin was gone.
Oh, sweetie.
And amazingly, I look like this.
Yeah, there's no scarring or nothing.
There's just a little bit around my nose, but
holy
yeah, it was quite amazing.
Regenerative Wolverine powers.
There you go. Yeah, it was a superhero thing that, you know, kept me going. But I just wanted to share that because it's kind of gross.
Because you're the goddess Glade.
And I lived through it, yeah.
And you're the goddess Glade.
Yeah, there you go.
So let's...
Now that... Talk about a fashion victim.
That's what I was going to say. Hey.
Oh,
I was waiting for the right time.
All right, so let's queue up one of our new features. We're going to start bringing up
Tales from the Street.
Brand new feature.
Good day, everyone. This is Ronan Medic bringing you the live first and ever Tales from the Street.
So, Ronan Medic, what exactly is your qualifications to get Tales from the Street?
Well, I've been effectively working EMS now for over 8 years. I've been involved in fire departments.
What is EMS?
How long was that?
8 years.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty significant. And EMS for all the Luddites out there.
Emergency Medical Services. In other words, I get to scrape people up with a squeegee, load them off. I've done fire service, rope rescue, specialized training, yada, yada.
So you're the guy who sends them to Uncle Dak.
I'm the guy that sends them to Gross Hospital Stories. I am the pre-hospital story.
You are pre-Gross Hospital Stories.
We should set it up so he tells it, then I finish.
He scrapes them up, ships them off to Dak.
All righty. So what do you got for us tonight?
Well, as per special request for the fucking man, because, you know, I can't really say no to such powerful leaders.
Head swelling.
Good Lord, his ego's going to blow up and take out the whole room.
Okay.
As special request, everyone's wondering, well, at least in the immediate group, why I didn't go with the Nomad Clan as opposed to the Ronin Clan. Well, this is the main story that convinced Mr. Kennedy to place me into the Ronin Clan. I was doing...
this is good.
I was doing my training, actually, ironically enough, in Vancouver. This is... a while back, I was doing what we call a ride-along, as a training ride-along with the crew in Vancouver.
In an ambulance.
In an ambulance, correct. and we get called to a domestic dispute.
An ambulance gets called?
Yep, that's correct.
Really?
We get called to it just in case there's some sort of problem. Initially we found it was just some sort of thing. Usually someone's got their head bashed in or someone's got their jaw broken.
Right.
Usual thing. It's the usual thing for
I've
us.
Done those, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So we
arrive on scene, and as we arrive on scene, there's no cops in the area yet to where fire and ambulance are both, or fire's on its way. There's one car that's already there. Or we call them cars, but they're actually ambulances.
Whatever.
Yeah. Ambulance crews already on there. So we're listening in as we kind of grab the gear and we're kind of kibitzing along. All of a sudden we hear a response for code five, which is of course police, like with a request for like immediate response as opposed to a casual response.
This is the holy fuck,
help
now.
Yeah, this is the big oh my god, we're in a world of shit. Someone send ERT.
Right.
So of course, being the suicidal maniacs that we are, we charge up the building. We go in there, and there we have a woman about mid to late 20s, you can tell, pretty much all but a junkie. She's sitting there. She's holding her hand by the wrist, all but keeping it on. Blood, fair amount everywhere. She's looking kind of woozy. Over in the corner is a guy with a steak knife.
Yeah.
A reasonably large steak knife, but still a steak knife. And there's two guys, and the two other paramedics that are there, are kind of backing off going, whoa, whoa, don't do anything. It's like, just back off. The guy's got a knife. I'm like, I'm literally looking at them, and I just kind of like, oh, there's five of us here. There's the initial crew, the crew I'm with, but there's five of us. Like, what are you doing?
One knife,
five guys. You know, it's like, we're not small guys. We can take this guy. Right?
Thank you.
This goes against the EMS training of cover your own ass.
So, of course, the crew I'm with, and, you know, not wanting the newbie to get hurt, puts his hand on my chest and says, stay back. He's got a knife.
And you're like, motherfucker, I got an AK in the truck on my back.
I'm literally thinking, that's not a knife. So,
Jake, man, what are you going to do? Fucking put barbecue sauce? Like, get the fuck
out
of here.
This is where we get to the Ronin part of the story. I was like, well, screw this. This is where I literally go under my jacket and I pull out the official seatbelt cutter, which unfortunately happened to be at the time a 9-inch SOG Tiger Shark.
Anyone not interested or would like to know what a 9-inch SOG Tiger Shark looks like, go to www.sog.com, I believe is the actual website.
Yep, I believe it's SOG.com, yeah.
And
quite literally one of the largest knives you'll ever see. It's about the size of a Bowie, except a little classier looking.
Yeah, and so you have this ERT guy who does the Crocodile Dundee, that's not a knife, shank.
That's a knife.
And we're all even.
Literally, I step up. All the other four paramedics are stunned, as is the guy with the knife. And he just has this kind of look in his face, like, and I literally step forward and say, look, if you want to go, let's go. If not, let us help your girlfriend. At this point, he then drops the knife, says, yeah, okay, man. And
it's all good. It's all good. Just take that crazy motherfucker with the big blade away from me.
Yeah, and at that point, the crew I was with kind of looks at me, and then I just kind of give him a head shake going, go on, go ahead. I got your back.
Yeah.
And off they go. So, of course, the cops show up about...
ERT's job is to close with and destroy the enemy.
Okay. Yes, as opposed to EMT, which is supposed to patch them up.
He got confused. Yeah. He's like, why is the light blue? Why?
No,
okay, whatever.
This is
a different SWAT vehicle for me, but okay.
Provide one-stop shopping.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the be-all, end-all. So about 2 minutes later, the cops come up, and they start taking statements and all the rest of this stuff, and... The other paramedic crew was a little bit less than impressed, considering I'm still wearing the training uniform and all the rest of that stuff. But I did this stunt, and then of course they talk to the cops and say, well, I don't understand, this guy's so irresponsible, I don't think he's going to make the training, blah 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 blah. Well, as it turned out, the cop pulled me aside later and it's like, this is the story of what happened true. It's like, well, yeah, constable, it is. He's like, okay, I suggest you get a smaller seatbelt cutter. Turned and walked away.
Awesome. So that's very cool.
I've had cops do that for me. Like, what was the quote that the cop said? I accidentally hit this guy in the
throat.
Right? No. You didn't try and punch him in the throat, did you? I said, oh yeah, I was aiming for it. No.
You didn't try to punch him in the throat, did you?
No. I was aiming for his face. Oh, that's what I thought.
Aim for face.
Right on. So that's Ronin Medics, Tales from the Street. We're gonna be.
no punches or kicks.
It's a thrown
at any given time.
So, anyways, just to close out the story, I still got a little bit of hell, and that was the first of my three suspensions I've ever served.
There we go.
So we're gonna go to another rant, and then we're gonna open the phone lines and
sort yourself out.
Yep.
I almost died last weekend.
You almost died?
Tell us about that first.
I'll make it short because it's really...
Private Drexel almost...
All these people getting, you know, handed...
Knived and shot.
Face
bashed in.
Crushed.
So anyway...
Because you're still here.
River rafting. And,
river rafting. Cool.
You know, we were doing...
Isn't it too cold yet?
What's that?
Isn't it too cold still?
It's always cold in the river.
To do what?
To go river rafting. I thought they didn't open it up until about...
They give us a wetsuit. You go in the water, it doesn't even feel cold.
Oh, okay.
It's
right.
Pretty keen.
Okay, who gives a fuck? Anyway, so you're river rafting.
So our raft, we go over this rock, and it goes over the rock, but there's this big wave that holds up the other side, so it tips it sideways, and everybody is going to fall out.
Dump.
So I decide, rather than landing on the guy that's now beneath me, I jump out, thinking, what the fuck, I'll just get back in the boat.
Oh, it's
right?
Just the river.
Right. So no, people have been falling out all day.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, it's something that happens. You don't...
And,
yeah.
and here's the options. I fall out and hit the guy below me, possibly, you know, forcing him under
fucking
the water.
Him up.
Fucking
right.
him up. Or yeah. I jump out now.
Which is the better thing to do. Right?
That's cool. I can
if
understand.
If I hold on, I'm expecting just to tip the whole thing.
You're
up.
In the water both ways.
Yeah.
Right? I'm in the water. I might as well jump out. And
make sure you don't hurt anybody.
And I'm truly thinking, no big deal. I'll jump in the water and then I'll get back in. So I land in the water and I'm expecting the boat to be above me. But I come up and it's not there. I see this guy for a split second. And before I can even breathe, I'm sucked into this hole.
Oh, a whirlpool.
Fuck.
A hole behind the rock.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, no problem. It's a hole. And my definition in my head of a hole is not really dangerous, just annoying.
It'll pull you down and then pop you
that
up.
That probably
yeah.
saved your fucking life.
Right?
Because you didn't panic.
No big deal. So I
yeah.
let's make a note. I really, 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 really hate being pushed underwater and not being able to breathe.
Me
more
too.
More so than the normal average person that really, really hates being pushed under the water. I really hate it.
There's a technical term for this, isn't there?
Yeah. No, not really.
No, there is. It's called drowning, I think, yeah.
So I'm thinking,
fear of
no big deal. I got sucked underwater, and I'm going to come back up again, and then I'm going to have to get out of there. So I pop up, and... I think, oh, now I'm going to and get sucked down again before I get the breath. And I think, no big deal, you know, I just came up in the wrong spot. You know, it sucks being underwater, but I came up in the wrong spot and pushed me down again. So I'm underwater for a couple more seconds and pops me back up. And I'm like, oh, right up. It sucks me back down again. Still, no air. Now it holds me down for about 15 seconds, the guy said. Now, I don't know. 15 seconds doesn't sound very long.
Uh-huh.
15
oh, it
seconds is. Riot, motherfucker. Okay.
Time slows
try
down.
Without even getting, you know, a big inhalation to begin with, because you just sort of get tossed into the water.
You've already had the air knocked out of you, and you're being pulled.
And I've been underwater for, and now I'm under for a long time, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, maybe I'm not in a hole. Because, again, my definition is, not dangerous, just annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm under the water. I'm frantically trying to swim up. Not panicking, but I'm frantic trying
you
to swim up.
You are convincingly trying to swim up.
Yes, and I'm all sorts of things are going through my head.
Like your life.
No, like I'm fucked. No, literally, I'm thinking, I am fucked here. If I don't do something, I'm going to die.
Yeah,
which is very true.
And I'm also thinking there's no one that can help me, which is true. There's no one there. There's no way in hell anyone can help me. It would have to be
I can't even see you. Yeah.
It would have to be the biggest fluke that their raft landed in the right spot.
Unless Aquaman or Superman show up, you're dead.
That's right.
On Marvel at this point, right?
And I'm trying the things that they told me when you're in a hole, but I'm starting to doubt I'm in a hole because they also said not dangerous, just annoying. Right? If it's a big hole, what it does is the water comes around both sides.
Right.
And it keeps you from getting out. But you're not really in danger because you're just floating there, unable to get out of the hole. Unfortunately, I guess this one was small enough to...
This one was a rather convincing hole.
Yes, it was bad. They called it the Terminator, apparently. This was the Terminator. It had a name. It was the only dangerous
this is the
hole
annoying Terminator.
On the river. It was like the only really dangerous hole in the river, and I fell in it.
Wow, at this point I'd be like, hey, Terminators are not annoying. They kill people.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm under the water for God knows how long, and I know I'm fucked, and I'm thinking I'm going to die, but I'm no way in hell am I giving up.
Right.
Right?
That's called the survival thing.
No way in hell that I am going to breathe in a single drop of water.
Fucking A. Because then you will begin the drowning process.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is negative.
So the last thought that goes through my head is, if I come up again, I am getting some fucking air, motherfucker. I am giving myself shit for not having breathed before. I am breathing this time, motherfucker. So I come up and I'm like, and to my utter amazement, it doesn't suck me down.
You told it.
But I was, and I'm putting my fingers really, really, really close together, this close to blacking out from, like, just being out of it. I was starting to go woozy, and I was starting to black out.
Yeah.
And that's when, I guess it sucked me under the water, and, like, I went deep enough that the current caught me and pushed me underneath out of the hole. And then I come up, and, you know, sure, I'm out of the fire, but... Well, it's usually out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was out of the fire into the frying pan.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad, but now I'm, like, almost unconscious, floating down the river, trying to keep... trying to not run into rocks and sticks and things.
Then
the thought occurs to me, man, I better start swimming to the side. I better not need to get rescued, because otherwise they're going to think I'm a pussy. I start to do the backstroke.
Now, here it comes. Here it comes. The male ego interrupts.
Yep.
And
I don't care if I die. I just don't want to look weak.
Exactly. And it just so happened that the two rafts out of like about 7 or 8 that came up had my two friends in them, Corey and Ken. They were in different rafts, and apparently they were rowing so hard that the guide was getting whiplash each time they stroked. And I come up and I'm barely able to walk, and they're like, "Oh, are you all right? Stuck in the air?" And the only thing going through my head, and this must be like ego or something, is, "Okay, you guys just think I fell out of the raft and then swam to shore." But oh no, that's not what happened, motherfucker. I just about died, and you don't know that, and I'm not talking to you.
So you're mad at them.
I wasn't mad at them.
You're mad at the river.
I knew there was no, I wasn't mad at all. I knew there was no way in hell that these people would understand that I almost died.
No
that
point.
I didn't just fall out and swim away. I almost died, and they wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to belittle it, because... I didn't want them to, think it was nothing. I didn't want them to think it was nothing.
That's right.
Because I wasn't, like, traumatized or anything, right? I was like, oh, I'm out of the water. It's all cool. Now.
Yeah, no one believes you. It's like if you were sitting there with no arms, you'd be like, fuck, I almost died. They'd be like, oh, shit, you have no arms.
It's like if you had almost drowned, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, if you get shot in the face and almost die, people go, oh, that was close.
Yeah.
But here I am, fully alive with
no injuries.
No ill effects.
No spitting up water.
Trying to convince you, I almost died.
Well, sure. Thanks,
I did a little victory dance.
Fuck you, Terminator.
So once
and
again,
then we
one of us basically survives. Beats death. That's what I want to see.
Fuck you, Reaper. Okay, so
cool.
Let's cue up that rant.
Here it is. Sean K.
Sean K. what?
Stapler on desk.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Your world is an ashtray.
So how are you feeling today?
Feeling okay today?
Feeling good today? How are you feeling today? How do you feel? How are you supposed to feel today? How are you told to feel today? How are you medicated to feel today? You know, how are you feeling? How's your field day? Was it a good day in the field? Were you a little road warrior? Did you run around in your little fucking car and you put lots of gas in there for $13 a liter? Did you do that today? Did you have a good day? Did you have a good trip to work today? Did you spend 30 minutes in fucking traffic today? Today? Did you do that today? Because you'll do it tomorrow and the next day and the day after that and the fucking day after that. You know, you spent so much time in traffic. Think how much time you'd save if you just stayed at work. You know, if you just fucking stayed there. You know, if you just didn't go home, you'd save 2 hours, you know, and you could be paid all this extra time. But wait, no, you're probably on salary, aren't you? Yeah, you're on salary, right? And you can't even afford to buy the medication that you have to have in order to deal with your shitty life, right? You gotta have that. You gotta have that medication, or you might go a little fucking crazy. You might start thinking about other things. You might start thinking about a mosque. You might start thinking about starting
some sort of an organization where people really give a fuck about other people, where people are dreaming, thinking, being, seeing, doing all these fucking things that they've always wanted to do without all the other influences that come to them through the media, through all the other bullshit influences. You know those ones? You know where you sit there in the cubicle? You know when you get up and you go, holy fuck, I'm in a cubicle, and you wonder how the fuck you got there? Like, how did I wind up in this cubicle? I wanted to be Batman. How did I wind up in a cubicle? I don't belong here. This is not my tie. Who the fuck are you? No, I'm not gonna get out off my desk. Don't you fucking come near me. I'll hit you with this flamethrower, I swear to God. And then you just start getting a little bit more into yourself, don't you? You start getting a little bit more into you, and you're gonna fucking into it. And then they call fucking security. And security shows up. And one of the security members happens to be in cult, so he's cool with it. But he's still gotta get you down off the thing, so he gives you the name and the phone number of the local safe house, which you can go in there. Look, you're free. You're free now. You can go do whatever you want. You can go be anything you want. You can see anything you want. You can treat yourself to anything you want. You can go get a fucking blowjob from a hooker. Who cares? You can do anything you want because you're free all of a sudden. And that's what cult's about. My name's Sean Kennedy. And I am the fucking man.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268 so you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome.
Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
This is Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo.
Phoning long distance on his own dime because he can't figure out how to use the 1-800 number.
Dial thing in fucking Alaska.
It's a different place, isn't it?
It's a whole lot of different. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of tired, though.
Is it dark there yet?
It's an hour ahead, actually, Alaska.
It's 9:49 right now.
Yeah.
So it's this. Pretty much light all around now.
Light all the time.
Have you seen the Northern Lights the last couple of weeks?
Have you seen the Northern Lights in the last couple of weeks? They're supposed to be really
flared up. No, that's still another couple months away.
They're still supposed to be flared up because of sun activity?
Yeah, we got hit by a giant sunstorm.
Oh, okay. I'll keep an eye out.
All right, so what's...
But it's still light out, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's going on, buddy? What's up?
I just want to tell people about my website if they want to take a look at it.
Absolutely. Free plug.
What I'm doing, basically, is for cult. And basically all the shit that doesn't get put up on the profit site or the cult site, I can put it up online. Like text files, it's MP3s, whatever the fuck. I got the web space, I got the website. Fuck. Fucking email it.
I'm not really clear about what you're doing. You've got a website. What are you posting to it?
Basically anything that any cult members want to post in there. Text files, fucking anything that's fucking cool.
Anything that's not covered by one of the other websites. Okay.
I see. So like what you're telling me here is if people want to post there, and if the cult site were to go down or something like that, it could be like a backup. People could go there, make sure that in case they're having a slow time downloading from other people, they could try you as well. Stuff like that.
Kind of, sort of. But all this, the only guys have like pictures and stuff up there on the cult site. Basically, what I'm doing is offering everything else.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to be... actually, it's interesting you brought that up, because Nixter is going to be doing some work with his site, and you and I can talk a little bit about this, too, because right now, the Rant Radio site's going to be going through some big changes, the cult site's going to be going through some big changes, and things are really starting to move forward. And we've been meaning to get in contact with people who want to be involved with it, and from the sound of it, you definitely do.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So that's very, very cool.
Here, say something.
Actually, what we might want to do is you should get a hold of me. I'm Enki.
Closer to the mic, Enki.
Enki.
He's very loud.
Enki,
that's me. You can reach me at 135-745-88. That number again? You got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
You're in the cult roster.
I'm in the cult roster. You can find me easily. Anyways,
yeah.
Get a hold of me because I'm running the cult server right now, and it's going through a big change in the next week or so. I've got a new box set up, and we might be able to set up some kind of hosting for you, too.
Okay, cool. kick ass.
Yeah, all you need is SSH. I'm sure you can find it, and it's very secure and very solid hosting.
Very, very secure, right? You can't even get into it.
No, I can't even get into it right now.
So it's very, very cool. And as a matter of fact, Gargoyle APOC has been doing some work with Enki. Enki, it should be noted that Enki is the cult web coder. If you have any designs or concepts or things you want to do for the page, Enki is the guy, okay? Enki was the guy who built the site from scratch. He's the guy who put the site together. He's the guy who's building the cult server. He is pretty much the cult coder. So if you got any questions to do with it, it's pretty pointless to ask me, because all I do is, you know, sit, wander around my house
what
and be the Messiah and stuff.
What
I,
you're
I don't,
saying is he's the rock that you build your church on?
Yeah, he's I'm just Jesus. He's all the apostles. So if you've got anything, I'm going to hell for that. If you got any cult questions or cult code or anything you want to do web application wise, everyone should be working with Enki on it, because he is the guy in charge of all web design. And what happens, because we make sure everything stays nice and secure, so no one's data gets corrupted, and he keeps it nice and safe. And like I said, he's so paranoid, he locked himself out of it. You know what I mean? So it's very, very cool. So anything else? Anything else you wanted to say there, buddy?
I was thinking of something, but I'm kind of busy doing some other shit. I lost my mind.
Okay. I hate that. Well, if you're thinking of call back, okay? Say what the hell, brother.
What the hell? Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry. I've also had days where my brain's called in sick.
That's
on,
right.
On the note of the Rant Radio webpage, there's a lot of people that did email me. I will get back to them. I'm extremely busy regarding the redesign of it, because there's going to be a redesign. That's all part of the plan.
The new plan. The new world order.
That's right. Your plan?
The five-year plan?
The five-year plan.
A three-hour tour.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Zebulon again. Hey, I got a question for you. I was thinking about a road trip up to your place this next weekend.
Very cool. We encourage that, for people to drop by the studio. Any cult member, no problem. Or Rant Radio listener. That's all cool.
Hey, next weekend, anybody out there who's interested in doing a road trip up to Rant Radio next weekend, give me a call at 612-387-9699. We'll set it up. I got a roadmaster myself. I can fit five people in there. Let's do it, man. I'm all pumped for this.
Very, very cool. And just put out your name again, because they can find you and ICQ you off the cult webpage.
My name is Zebulon. I'm a gargoyle, and my ICQ number is 413-2815. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Okay, so you ICQ me, and I will give you the details, the location of the Rant Radio studios, and the time to meet, and all that kind of thing.
All right. What the hell?
All righty. Also, as you are listening in, hopefully he's tuned into the station at the same time, and he's going to hear this after.
There's another road trip up here, isn't there? Somebody's planning it?
Yes. Fork and Shazbort are going to be coming up here to the Rant Radio site.
That's so, like in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that?
Something like that. We'll have to correlate so we're not, when we're actually here.
Too many
not,
people.
So we're not at DEF CON.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell show. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Mr. Nixter.
Nixter, buddy. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in of being the representative for the Prophet site and say.
Are you hammered, Nixter?
What?
Are you hammered?
No, I'm just tired, man. I got like 6 hours of
sleep. You sound like you're totally fucking shit kicked, man.
Well, it's like one, almost 1 o'clock here, so, and I have to work in the morning.
Very dedicated people listen on Sunday nights.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now is the time to do the plug. If you want to check out a deadly, deadly prophet site, the deadly prophet site, go to prophet.thecult.org. And check out what Nixter's done. He's got more flash than God. You know, he's an entire Marvel comic. He's got so much flash going on there.
Flash was DC.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I look stupid. Okay. Everyone in cult deny that we're going to warp reality here. Flash was now a Marvel character.
Yeah, it was in the big crossover. It's okay, Sean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Crossover. He was in Marvel at some point, I'm sure.
We'll just deny it. We'll all just change time.
Okay, so is that it?
No, I had a question for Enki. He said that you could give him web hosting.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Sean about that not too long ago. I think it would be a good idea if I'd like to actually get a site for each individual clan. I'd like to have gargoyle.thecult.org. I'd like to have fleshtripper.thecult.org, nomad.thecult.org.
Which is the idea. Yeah, that's where we've always been going.
And with the new server, I'll be able to handle the bandwidth, and I'll be able to handle the hits. Also, you'll have access, if you write this, and it looks like you're the guy who's built the site first, so guess what? You can have it if you want it. You also get access to all the scripts that I've written for the cult. So you can access to our news system. You can post stuff that's exclusively Prophet News, and it'll show up not only on your page, but also on the main cult page.
Sweet.
And, of course, all the forum stuff as well. You've got forums are all separate threads, so you can have your own forums that you attach to whatever you want. Make up a forum, just create it, make it, it's done. Media Archive, same thing. You can have a Prophet Media Archive, which runs off the same Media Archive system. The whole deal.
Okay, so we're going to be running this all off one box then?
Yes, we are, because we
It'll be
upgraded.
A mighty box.
Anki and myself actually put the fucking money into it, so we spent like $1,000 and set up this fucking box, so it's going to be very, very, very sweet. And everyone who's... I believe that Gargoyle Apoc is working on a top-secret project hand-in-hand with the Cult King Coder.
He's not top-secret anymore, now,
and,
is he?
No, he's working on a project called Project Nidus.
Formative right now, but it's coming up.
It's coming up, and wow, is this thing going to be sexy. You're going to see some massive resources available for all cult members. Very, very cool. Apoc is... Holy cow, is that guy ever a fucking machine. I mean, for the amount of work that between, like, Apoc, Fork... Zerostar, all those guys, man, they're just, Smokehouse, all these guys are just putting in way too much work. Soylent Zero and Integrity are also putting in way too much fucking work. Those guys are monstrous. So if you want to be involved and you want to be in charge of, now using PHP 3, if you want to set up the Decker site, you want to set up the Gargoyle site, you want to set up any of that, you want to get in contact with Enki, he's in the roster, get in contact with him, because he is the cult coder. So we'll talk with him, and he's the guy who's going to run the page. That way, I can worry about the cult scripture, and more on that later.
What would that be? We'll see that in the weeks to come.
We'll see that in the weeks to come.
So say what the hell.
I'll get in contact with Enki via ICQ. So
excellent.
What the hell.
What's out? There we go.
Right on.
I'd like to just say one thing. If any of the authorities are listening, I'll go down to 25 pieces of silver right now. Okay?
that's your bribery level there. I'm amazed at the... I listen to talk radio all the time on the normal radio.
Right.
And I'm surprised that... You get to these people on the radio, and they're so stupid. They don't understand how to talk on the phone, on the radio. Am I on? Am I on? But everyone,
all of our members do, because they're smart.
Yes. We have smart listeners. Hi, you're on, what the hell, who's this?
It's Mr. Echo again.
Why are you hugging the phone?
Because I can't.
Okay, what, you just remembered what you were going to say? Quickly say it.
Yes. Dean, Clan of the Man. What's up with that?
Ah, very good question. I'm going to qualify that a little bit. A lot of people have been, talking about the Clan of the Man concept and what that is. What is up with Clan of the Man? Clan of the Man is not, I repeat, not a rank structure.
Not a contest either.
It is not a contest. It is nothing to do with rank. Because Cult is growing very, very large, and because Cult is going to be slowly growing to the point where I cannot be everywhere at once. Although I am the reincarnation of an ancient god, I cannot, in fact, in this current form, handle all this shit. So, and also, it's only clever that what we have to do is we have to start distributing responsibilities throughout cults. So if people are going to set up things in their state, in their county, if they're going to be like the guy who sets shit up in Delaware, who makes sure that, you know, wants to set up cult functions in Texas, things like that, that we have people who are dedicated cult members who, out of, you know, after they've been involved for a while, they've worked with us for a while, and we know they're reliable, that they get the Clan of the Man. And the Clan of the Man is just like, it's not like a rank. They're still a prophet. They're still whatever. They still do whatever. It just means they've been in for a while. And it's an idea that we're tossing around. It's not set in stone yet. But what do you think of the idea, Echo?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of people. There's a few select people that are just putting in a shitload of work.
Absolutely. Look at Skip. Look at Zerostar. Look at Fork. Fuck. Look at Apoc. Look at what you've done, man. I mean, shit. You guys are all like very, very core. And I want to make sure there's a way that these people realize that, you know, Smokehouse would be Clan of the Man. You would be Clan of the Man. There's guys out there. I mean, and this isn't a slight on everyone else. And I say this right now. It doesn't mean that you're above anybody else. If any Clan of the Man member tried to throw around his weight playing he's like Mr. Fucking Tough Guy, that'd be pretty much, they'd be fucking gone. Like, fuck that. Because that's totally not what we're about. But what it is about commitment.
True. Very true.
So you like the idea then?
I do.
Okay. So what the hell? We'll take one more phone call.
What the hell?
Right on.
One more phone call.
One more call coming in. If you want to comment on Clan of the Man, you can. That's
okay,
fine.
Authorities, 20 pieces of silver.
It's too easy. They've got all the information they need, Dak. Well, they don't need to come to you. We broadcast it.
No,
all.
I mean, I'll physically bring him to you.
Oh, I see. I see.
All right.
This will be the last phone call of the night.
It'd be a long one.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell show. Who's this?
It's Asmodee. Hey.
Hey, Asmodee.
Hey, Asmodee. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Me and Stone Mist are going to put together a vampire site.
Oh. Okay, then you want to definitely get... it's going to be using PHP 3, I believe, and you want to get in contact. Anything to do with that, Enki's right here. He heard you say that, so if you want to get in contact with Enki over the ICQ lines, he'll set you up, man.
All right, and also one other thing.
Sure.
If anyone's or Richmond or Vancouver or whatever, there's a concert called Blister in the Sun on August 5th.
Oh, yeah.
And it's at Woodward's Landing in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
2 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Is it, what's it about?
There's counterculture sideshows in between bands. Bands like Gladys Patches, Malchick's, Fresh Beats, I guess.
Uh-huh. What kind of music is it?
Gladys Patches is metal. Malchick's is like sort of alternative with like symphony crap or something like that.
Yeah, we're getting nods of recognition from around the room here. So sounds like a good time though. What's the cost on those tickets?
I have no idea. It's probably like $5, something like that.
Yeah.
Also, Last Blunt Trauma show is going to be there because they're breaking up.
Blunt Trauma. I've heard of those guys.
I've heard of that name too.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally cool.
One of the guitarists, Adam Zinsky, he's got a record deal at a DJ club, and I made the CD cover for him.
Oh, very cool.
Did you? Seriously?
Yeah.
Very fucking cool, man. That's awesome.
You can actually check him out at mb3.com. Look up Acid Fear with an S in Acid.
Acid Fear with an S in Acid.
Yeah.
Okay, man. That's awesome. Well, right on. That's a good hot tip for... I mean, it's good to know when counterculture bands and small shows like that are going to be out because we're getting some listeners in BC who would want to check that out. That's a good find, man. Okay. So, Enki will be expecting that ICQ from you. Reference the vampire site, and that should about do it.
Okay. What the hell?
All right. So, that's pretty much it for this week. So, we're going to go around the room on the IRC here.
Oh, my God. The IRC.
And look at that. Oh, yeah. Big listeners tonight. We got Mr. Echo, Cenobites, DJ Intensity, Ofi Dofi, Decker, Integrity.
Ah, kids, you.
Integrity, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Waifboy, Flesh Tripper, Forensic, Gargoyles, APOC, Adam Ellis, KGHI, MTR, Zebulon, Smoking, very, very long name. Oh, he's out smoking. Hoogan Midget, Nomads, Farble, Half Elf, Skitty, Spree, Street Preacher, Prophets, Nixter, Broken Pluto, Rabbit Wombat, Smokehouse, Zone Zero, Spider, Zerstor, Ronan Burns, Vampire Asmodee, Fiston, Vampire Stone Mist just left, Prophet Spidey, Bentol, Chubasco, De-energize my computer with a shovel, Kitty 21, Lido Cheeto, and NMAF.
All right, and a big shout to Street Preacher
because
he got married last week.
Congratulations,
so
Street Preacher.
Huge shouts to Street Preacher. We posted on the site. Congratulations, man. That's awesome you got married. Very, very fucking cool. Incidentally, if you want to look at a cool wallpaper, that guy did a wallpaper called Go Into the Light, a 3D wallpaper that I'm using at my work. And it's just sexy. Street Preacher did some awesome stuff. So check it out. And I mean, go if you haven't been to the media archive in a while, go take a look at the 2D.
Lots of stuff.
Very fucking cool shit in there. Very cool. And if you have any ideas, you want to draw shit up, hey, I've got an idea. Why doesn't somebody get me a picture of a Veritech with Ronin markings on it? That's what I want. So we'll see if somebody can cook that up for me. We want some Veritech jets. With Ronin markings on it, and that'd be great from Robotech sites. Just go to Robotech sites. I see if they can Photoshop on a cult K and maybe a Ronin symbol on it. That'd be very cool. Well, alrighty.
Comment from the Peanut Gallery.
Congratulations, Sean. I think you just got Ronin Medic to underbid me.
So there we go.
Let's go around the room.
I think you're changing his name to Ronin Iscariot.
All right, so
we can all say goodbye here.
Goodbye, everybody.
Who are you?
I'm close.
This is Hoogan Enki. Ciao, baby. This is Sumerian. Till next week.
Oof. I don't know if I'm quite Prophet Oof yet, but at some point. Okay.
Yeah, Prophet Oof.
Nobody notified me. Oof. Bye.
Oof.
This is the Goddess Glade. Funky, fresh, and smelling good.
This is your old Uncle Dax saying, kill them all and let God sort them out.
pictures with vomit. 200% sexy projectile vomit, man. And of course...
Oh my God! I think that's Satan in the splotch.
Oh,
I saw the devil. It's Ronan Medic.
No, this is Ronan Medic leaving quickly now.
And
with two mics.
Drexel, bye.
Bye.
And goodbye for me, Sean Kennedy the fucking man, saying that if you would like, if you're not in the cult now and you'd like to be, email join@thecult.org after carving my name in your fucking face.
And we got a song to go out with from Drexel.
Face
and,
carving optional.
Yeah, you don't have to carve your face, the can your shit in your face. So,
hey, I had to.
6 days, 22 hours, you'll join us once again for the fun, and it's way too late to phone in. Way too late, I see the phone going. So here is Cake with Distance.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turn and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster trucks forth. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and riding on his horse. The